purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. There is no substitute for American strength, and there is no justification for American weakness. That's what the world has been finding out over the course of Joe Biden's presidency. When Joe Biden entered office, Iran was under heavy sanctions and its proxies increasingly impoverished. The Abraham Accords were beginning to consolidate a powerful anti-Iranian Sunni Jewish alliance with Saudi Arabia, widely assumed to be the next shoe to drop. Afghanistan had not been surrendered to the Taliban. Ukraine had not been invaded by Russia. Less than 3 full years into Joe Biden's term, Iran has been emboldened and its proxies strengthened. All of this is linked to the Biden administration's decision to seek a deal with Iran, involving the unfreezing of funds and the freeing up of Iranian oil flow, as well as the Biden administration's early attempts to marginalize the Saudi government. And so, 2 weeks ago, Iranian-backed terrorist group Hamas launched the worst attack against Jews since the Holocaust. Hezbollah, another Iranian proxy which effectively controls Lebanon and has at least 150,000 sophisticated rockets aimed at Israel's north, has been firing sporadic rockets into Israel's north as well. Thanks to Hamas's attacks on Israel and Israel's necessary response, the Saudis have now tabled talks regarding normalization with the Jewish state, and things are getting worse. Just yesterday, the Iran-backed Houthis, who have seized control of much of Yemen's north, fired 3 missiles at Israel, and America had to shoot them down using a carrier in the region. Here is Brigadier General Pat Ryder, Pentagon Press Secretary, explaining just what happened.
By posturing these U.S. naval assets and advanced fighter aircraft in the region, we aim to send a strong message intended to deter a wider conflict, to bolster regional stability, and, of course, to make it clear that we will protect and defend our national security interests. To that end, the crew of the guided missile destroyer USS Kearney, operating in the northern Red Sea earlier today, shot down 3 land attack cruise missiles and several drones that were launched by Houthi forces in Yemen. This action was a demonstration of the integrated air and missile defense architecture that we have built in the Middle East and that we are prepared to utilize whenever necessary to protect our partners and our interests in this important region. There were no casualties to U.S. forces and none that we know of to any civilians on the ground. Information about these engagements is still being processed. We cannot say for certain what these missiles and drones were targeting, but they were launched from Yemen, heading north along the Red Sea, potentially towards targets in Israel.
Remember, it was Joe Biden's administration that delisted the Houthis, those are the people who just fired those missiles, as a terrorist group in 2021, despite the fact that their charming slogan runs, quote, "Death to America, death to Israel, curse the Jews, victory to Islam." It doesn't rhyme, but you can see what it's saying. Also yesterday, Iranian-backed forces launched a drone attack on a military base in southern Syria where U.S. troops have a presence. One drone was down, but another caused minor injuries. The base is located, according to the Times of Israel, at a sensitive juncture often used by Iranian-backed jihadists to ferry weapons to the Hezbollah terror group. That same day, Syrian opposition activists said that drones were used to attack an oil facility housing American troops in the region. And that isn't all. On Thursday night, according to the Jerusalem Post, drones and rockets targeted the Ain al-Assad airbase, which hosts U.S. and other international forces in western Iraq, and multiple blasts were heard inside the base. This is Iran testing the United States without question. And so last night, Joe Biden had a really important job. He had to reestablish America's credibility, particularly in the Middle East. He had to show Iran and its proxies that America would not allow the region to spin into chaotic violence. He had to demonstrate strength of will. He had to show he would not be sidetracked onto other issues and that he wasn't under the misimpression he could simply throw money at his enemies. By early indicators, President Biden has failed. Last night, he gave a discombobulated and confused speech, a bizarre mix of solid promises to back Israel against Hamas, and off-topic promises with regard to additional aid to Ukraine. Strange blatherings about American Islamophobia, combined with a weird utterance regarding the necessity of a Palestinian state. It wasn't particularly reassuring for anyone, which means in all likelihood that Iran will continue testing the United States. They will continue to poke and prod and up the ante in the expectation that Joe Biden is bluffing and will fold. And here's the real problem. No one really knows if they are right, including maybe Joe Biden. Right now, on the northern border of Israel, Hezbollah is mobilizing. According to the Wall Street Journal, Israel ordered the evacuation of a city close to the Lebanese border, reflecting the Israeli military's growing concern that a second front could open up to the north as it continues its bombing campaign in Gaza, including a strike on a church compound overnight. Now, by the way, that strike on the church compound, which was originally reported by Hamas, it turns out it wasn't a strike on a church. It was a place near a church. As always, Hamas, they lie. Israel on Friday also released more details about the hostages captured by Hamas. Israel's defense ministry said residents of Kiryat Shmona, a city of 22,000 people, will be moved to guest houses now provided by the state. Israeli forces and Lebanon's Hezbollah have been exchanging fire continuously in recent days. Now, Hezbollah may be attempting to up the ante in the north to draw troop presence away from the Gaza Strip, or they may be testing, seeing how far they can go without the Americans getting involved. Hezbollah has been attacking IDF posts. Yesterday, two Hezbollah members were killed and one moderately hurt. Israeli tank shells were preparing attacks. There were drones that were hitting mortar-launching cells as well. So things are heating up on Israel's northern front. All of that is happening because Iran is testing everywhere. From Iraq, to Syria, to Yemen. They're testing literally everywhere in the region to see how far they can push before they get pushed back. Which is precisely what you would expect from a regime that believes that its opposition is weak. And so that means that it's up to the West to demonstrate strength. Obviously what that means for Israel is they need to destroy Hamas wholesale. Without a doubt, everyone agrees on this. Hamas has to go. If Hamas were to survive, the existential threat to the state of Israel is quite real. Not just because Hamas would continue to exist in the Gaza Strip and continue to prepare further terror attacks, but also because this would inflame the Palestinian Authority and Islamic Jihad to start to increase the violence in the so-called West Bank, Judea and Samaria, and it would prompt Hezbollah to increase its violence in the north, providing Israel with a three-front war. If Israel is prompted into that three-front war, by the way, Israel will have to strike back with all of its strength, which would presumably prompt the entry of Syria and Iran into any sort of war, which would prompt American intervention. So if you wish this thing to slow down, if you wish for this thing to cool down, what you need is for Israel to be given a free hand to destroy Hamas in the Gaza Strip while making clear to the rest of the region, particularly Iranian proxies, that if they get involved, they too will be destroyed. Now, in a second, I want to give you the latest from the situation in Gaza, because it's becoming increasingly clear what has to happen over there. And then we'll get to Joe Biden's speech from the Oval Office last night. Again, it was meant to be a speech of strength and resilience. And instead, it was confused. It was discombobulated. It was off topic. It was very weird. He said some good things. And he said a lot of things that were either irrelevant or were an attempt to essentially cram a crap sandwich down the throats of the American people in terms of spending. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, do you ever get the feeling that somebody is watching you even when there's no one else in the room? I know you're probably thinking it's Halloween season, you're just being paranoid, but every single day there is somebody watching your every move. Worse, you're even paying them to spy on you. That someone is your internet service provider. Every website you visited, how much time you spent on each, they're keeping tabs on you, and that is why I use ExpressVPN. If you use the internet, which y'all do, ExpressVPN is an app that you need to be using. See, in the United States, ISPs are legally allowed to sell all of their users' browsing activity to advertisers. And it's not just them. Your network admin, whether that's at your school, workplace, parents, whatever, they can see everything you click on. But with ExpressVPN, 100% of your traffic is rerouted through their encrypted servers, so no one can see a thing. My favorite part is that ExpressVPN is literally so simple to use. You just open up the app, tap on the big button, that's it. ExpressVPN even works on all your devices. Whether you browse the internet on your phone, tablet, or computer, you can use up to 5 devices at the same time under one ExpressVPN subscription. So, stop letting people invade your privacy right now. Get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free when you go to expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Okay, so, the situation in the Gaza Strip continues to be disastrous for the Israelis. There's still up to 200 people still unaccounted for. Unclear how many of those people are dead. Israel is every day discovering bodies that have mutilated beyond recognition still in the south of Israel. This is why whenever you see Hamas issue statistics like 500 dead at a hospital, by the way, it ended up being like 10, according to the Europeans, from a rocket fired by Palestinian Islamic Jihad, just to put a cap on how many lies Hamas tells and at what an extraordinary clip they tell those lies. Israel is still digging bodies out of the rubble. And so it could be that there are 200 people who are hostages, or it could be that there are 100 people who are hostages and 100 of those people are dead and burned beyond all recognition. At least 30 children are among the confirmed Gaza hostages, according to the IDF. So we should recall that, because everybody seems to believe that they're under the weird misimpression that we don't have a massive hostage crisis. By the way, worse than the Iranian hostage crisis, in the sense that these are actually like small toddlers. They're small children, women who are almost assuredly being raped. The rest of the world is ignoring that, calling for a ceasefire. And by the rest of the world, I really mean the international left. A lot of governments are acknowledging that Israel has to do what it has to do in order to take out Hamas at this point, including the European Parliament, shockingly enough. The Gaza Strip, again, continues to be a source of rocket fire. So apparently they've run out of electricity and water, but not rockets. They continue to fire those rockets. Israel is faced with a basic choice, and that is, do they wait to go in until they have thoroughly devastated the areas surrounding the tunnels such that they can blow up the tunnels and thus save thousands of Israeli lives? Or do they go along with the international community, put 1,000 soldiers into basically Somalia, a Black Hawk Down scenario where they're just walking through heavily crowded urban terrain with high buildings with terrorists in them and terror supporters in them and terror sympathizers in them? So there has been a lot of conflict inside the Israeli government over exactly the timing on this thing. You have former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, for example, who's been saying that Israel needs to crush its opposition, and that's going to take time. And so if Israel needs to wait to do that until the IAF can do everything that it can do to clear the ground, then it should absolutely do that. That seems to be the prevailing thought among more Israeli members of government these days. And I think that that's the right thought, by the way. If it were America, I'd be saying obviously the same thing I have said, obviously the same thing. I don't like the idea of American troops going to heavily crowded areas with lots of terrorists in them in the mistaken impression that minimizing civilian casualties is in some way more important than the lives of American soldiers. That is not correct. And the reality is that any country worth its salt has to protect its soldiers. You have to give them rules of engagement that they are capable of carrying forth effectively and sacrificing blood in order to protect civilians that are being used as human shields by terrorists is a bad strategy. It gives the upper hand to the terrorists, obviously. So Israel may continue the bombing campaign for a while. That presumably is why Hezbollah is kind of broiling up in the north. In any case, Israel is still warning the possibility of a ground invasion may be imminent. According to the Times of Israel, senior Israeli officials talked up the prospect of that imminent large-scale ground campaign in the Gaza Strip to root out the Hamas terror group Thursday, making a series of visits to IDF soldiers stationed near the territory, predicting the fighting will be difficult, long, and intense. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told troops near Gaza the order to enter the Hamas-run Palestinian enclave would come soon. He said, "You see now Gaza from afar, soon you will see it from the inside, the order will come." Now, it is quite possible that that's a misdirect by the Israeli government, that what they are saying at this point is not true. Because what they want Hamas to believe is that the ground invasion is imminent. So get all the civilians out of the way, in the sense that the ones we can't use as shields are going to be an obstacle to us killing Israeli soldiers, to get them out of the way. That is a possibility. It's also possible a ground invasion is imminent. Not clear exactly what's happening. One thing is clear. Israel must get rid of Hamas. And this conflict should be contained. Now, that was supposedly the purpose of Joe Biden's speech last night. So Joe Biden gave his second Oval Office address of his presidency. And again, the idea here is to project support for Israel, strength in the face of terrorism. That's really all it's about, showing deterrent strength to Iran's proxies and Iran to contain the conflict, and making clear that Israel is going to have the material necessary in order to eviscerate Hamas from planet Earth. By the way, a secondary conversation is going to have to be had by the Israeli government about what to do about Hezbollah in the north, because Hezbollah, obviously, after watching what's happened over the course of the last couple of weeks, cannot be allowed to remain in southern Lebanon either. Because they're firing rockets at Israel and have 150,000 rockets pointed at Israel that would take out 20 to 30,000 Jews if they were all fired. So Israel's going to have to do something about Hezbollah. President Biden, correctly, for American interests, is saying we don't want that border heating up or things are going to get very hot very quickly. But Israel in the future is going to have to do something about that northern border, and everybody knows it. It's beginning to emerge exactly what Israel wants to do about Gaza. It's exactly what I've suggested, a demilitarized zone that is significant in territory all around the Gaza Strip. And then a new security regime inside Gaza capable of allowing the Israelis to actually go in and target terrorists in the same way that Israel still has the ability to go target terrorists in large scale cities with huge terrorist presence like Jenin in the West Bank, Judea, and Samaria. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, if you've got loved ones who depend on you, why leave anything up to chance in a worst case scenario? Life insurance gives your family a safety net that can cover expenses so they won't have to worry about money while getting back on their feet. Policy Genius makes finding the right policy simple, and their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their tech makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Policy Genius is for parents, caregivers, and anyone else who has people who depend on them. They simplify the process of getting life insurance so you can protect the people you love. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Go check them out right now. Life insurance, really important. Check it off your list today, PolicyGenius.com. Coming up, Joe Biden gives his big Oval Office speech. Did he hit his marks? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Text 9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So last night, Joe Biden gave an Oval Office speech in which he was supposedly attempting to gin up support for more aid to Israel and also to push Iran, Hezbollah off the line. And he botched it. The beginning of the speech is totally fine. And then, as we'll see, it goes off the rails because Joe Biden's strategy, instead of being the twofold strategy that I am talking about, provide Israel the material that it needs in order to destroy Hamas and contain the conflict with deterrence. Right. That's the only two things he needed to do last night. Instead of doing that, he decided that he was going to somehow link Israel aid and Ukraine aid. He's going to make two-thirds of the speech about Ukraine, which makes no sense at all. On any geopolitical level, that makes no sense at all. You can make the case for Ukraine. I've made the case for Ukraine aid. I believe that a continuing military aid package to Ukraine sufficient to prevent the Russians from moving into further Ukrainian territory would be good. I've also suggested that there needs to be some sort of off-ramp there, because everybody knows this is a frozen conflict and the lines of conflict are not changing very much despite the amount of material being poured in. So if something can be negotiated that just hardens those lines and we move on with our lives, that would probably be a good thing. With that said, continued aid until that point is reached would be a good thing. What in the hell does that have to do with Israel fighting back a terrorist threat on its own borders in real time? Why are those two things linked? Now, you can make the case that those things are linked because they have the same opposition. And that's a fair point. Iran, Russia, they're basically on the same side. However, the urgency of the moment is being generated not by the situation in Ukraine. Remember, that urgent situation arose a year ago. It's strange. It's like connecting what happened on 9/11 with America's conflict with China or something. Like that, yes, many bad things happen on the planet at once. These things are not linked. And one of the problems with linking them up is that all the people who are not supportive of aid to Ukraine are now going to be forced into the same boat as people who are supportive of aid of Israel. Joe Biden is trying to wrap everything into a nice bow here, and it doesn't work on any sort of intellectual level. And he's also, in this speech, minimizing exactly the threat that Israel faces, which is not useful. So we'll go through it. He starts off by pointing out the correct and obvious, that Hamas is evil.
The terrorist group Hamas unleashed pure, unadulterated evil in the world. But sadly, the Jewish people know perhaps better than anyone that there is no limit to the depravity of people when they want to inflict pain on others. In Israel, I saw people who were strong, determined, resilient, and also angry, in shock, and in deep, deep pain.
Okay, that would be correct, obviously. But then he moved into this weird nether region, this weird gray region, where he starts talking about the two-state solution and the peace process. Dude. Israel just got hit with the worst terror attack since the Holocaust. I'm pretty sure that Hamas needs to be wiped off the map. There ain't no two-state solution there. When it comes to the Palestinian Authority and Islamic Jihad, there ain't no two-state solution there either. Those are the governing parties in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. And in fact, as I will show you, the Palestinian Authority is fully supportive of Hamas's mission to destroy the state of Israel. So where exactly is the two-state solution? What is he even jabbering about? Now, maybe you could say tactically what he's attempting to do is cool the waters a little bit. That what he's attempting to do is throw a sop to many of the Arab states in the region. Don't worry, the United States is going to still put pressure on Israel, so you should let Israel do what they need to do. Maybe strategically that's what he's doing. If I were to look at it in the most positive possible light for President Biden, sure. Or he could have just shut the hell up, because this is not the time to talk about a quote-unquote two-state solution in the middle of genocidal Jew-hating murderers murdering 1,500 Jews and their buddies over in the West Bank rallying in their support, which is exactly what's happening right now. Here is Joe Biden.
I also spoke with President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, and reiterated that the United States remains committed to the Palestinian people's right to dignity and to self-determination. The actions of Hamas terrorists don't take that right away. Like so many other, I'm heartbroken by the tragic loss of Palestinian life, including the explosion at the hospital in Gaza, which was not done by the Israelis. We mourn every innocent life lost. We can't ignore the humanity of innocent Palestinians who only want to live in peace and have an opportunity.
Okay, what he should have said then is, and the only way that can happen is if Hamas goes, but he didn't do that. By the way, this is a lie. Okay, when he is saying here that there is a full-scale separation between, say, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, or between the population of the Gaza Strip and Hamas, it's like a few bad apples in the Gaza Strip, and the rest of the people just totally disagree with Hamas. There is no evidence to back that, none. In fact, obviously, there's tons of footage of civilians from Gaza running into the kibbutzim, stealing things and taking part in the violence. Doesn't mean that everyone there deserves to die in some sort of Israeli airstrike. It doesn't mean that there can't be some sort of eventual deal that might be able to be cut with a brand new leadership and a transformed population not indoctrinated with several generations of Jew hatred. Sure, maybe sometime in the future. That time is not now. In fact, when he says things like the Palestinian Authority, yeah, I'm telling Mahmoud Abbas that the Palestinian peace process is still on the table. Mahmoud Abbas paid $3 million to the terrorists who perpetrated this attack. He has a pay for slave program. It is still fully in place. It is against American law for us to deploy that money. Doesn't matter. Palestinian Authority is still paying the families of terrorists a monthly stipend forever if they killed a Jew. Already coming up. You know, Joe Biden says that the Palestinian Authority, those are the good guys. Those are the people he can work with. They put out a message on Friday that Muslims should murder Jews. That's awkward. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Velilux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Hey, it's Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Lauk's Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Lauk's Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden gave an Oval Office address last night in which one of the things he pushed was the peace process with the Palestinian Authority. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority was telling all of its imams that they should preach about the murder of Jews over the weekend. So an official document that the Palestinian Authority just issued to every mosque within its control to give its sort of Friday sermons. Here is what it says. It says, apparently, there's a document published this morning by the Ministry of Endowments and the Palestinian Authority and revealed by research departments of the Jewish Voice and Regavi movement, details a series of instructions and messages for Friday sermons, among them strongly anti-Semitic inciting messages, including the famous hadith quotation, quote, "The hour will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews and the Muslims kill them, until the Jew hides behind the stones and the trees, and the stones of the trees say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, this is a Jew behind me, come kill him." That's literally what the Palestinian Authority is telling its mosques to say today. Those are the moderates that Joe Biden is saying Israel must cut a peace deal with in the middle of a crisis spurred by genocidal Jew hatred. And the great lie of the Palestinian peace process since onset has been that you can negotiate your way into peace with people who literally want to exterminate you. That is not the same thing as a territorial dispute. Any moron who compares this to the so-called troubles in Ireland, and anybody who compares this to one party having a territorial dispute with another party, religiously based, but yes, a dispute that can be solved territorially, that is not even remotely what you're talking about here. You have one party openly calling for the genocide of the other party, and the rest of the world going, well, maybe we can diplomacy our way into this thing. Yeah, good luck. It's worked out amazing over the past 30 years. By the way, anyone with half a brain could have told you from the very beginning Oslo was destined to fail, because again, you cannot negotiate with genocidal terrorists. I don't know why this is so hard for anyone to understand. It's why, again, maybe the best case you can make for Joe Biden is he's trying to be tactical here to minimize conflict, to cool the temperature. But he could have also just shut the hell up because he's wrong on this, just dead wrong. Then he decides to link this with Ukraine. Now, again, utterly superfluous. No reason whatsoever to do this. The conflict in Ukraine has its own logic. The conflict in Ukraine has its own rationale. It's also been going for a year and a half at this point. For 18 months, that conflict has been going. Meanwhile, this conflict just broke up in the last 2 weeks and seems significantly more urgent. And yet here was Joe Biden spending half the speech on Ukraine.
You know, the assault on Israel echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine. People that were very badly hurt since Putin launched his all-out invasion. We've not forgotten the mass graves, the bodies found bearing signs of torture, rape used as a weapon by the Russians, and thousands of Ukrainian children forcibly taken into Russia, stolen from their parents. It's sick. Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it.
Okay, well, I mean, that may be true. It's also true that China wants to annihilate Taiwan. What is the rationale for connecting these things? Seriously. It turns out the rationale for connecting these things is that Joe Biden wants to now pass a $100 billion package through Congress, most of which will go to Ukraine, not to Israel. Most of which will go to Ukraine. Now, it may be that Congress, because it's completely dysfunctional, has to pass the crap sandwich, as opposed to what Republicans could do in the House if, for example, they had a Speaker of the House, which is issue a single-issue bill providing aid to Israel, which is really what needs to happen right now. It may be that the best available bad option is just to get this thing through because the urgency of the situation requires that Israel get the material aid necessary to finish Hamas right now. But that's a pretty cynical play by Joe Biden, obviously. And linking Israel and Ukraine, totally unnecessary. The speech last night should have been about Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, threats to the United States' interests in the Middle East. That's what it should have been about. But instead, half the speech was about Ukraine. Again, there are two purposes to the speech, theoretically. One was stand strong with Israel, and the other is throw the Iranians off the ball and push them off the line. And so this part he tried to do, and the question is going to be whether anyone believes him.
And just 2 weeks ago, he told the world that if the United States and our allies withdraw, and if the United States withdraw, our allies will as well, military support for Ukraine would have, quote, a week left to live, but we're not withdrawing. I know these conflicts can seem far away, and it's natural to ask, why does this matter to America? So let me share with you why making sure Israel and Ukraine succeed is vital for America's national security. You know, history has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction. They keep going.
Okay. Now, again, all of that is true. The question is whether he actually has the deterrent power to do anything about it and whether anyone actually believes him. And I agree with what he's saying right there. I also agree with something he said last night where he said that American leadership holds the world together. That, of course, is true. American leadership does hold the world together. And in the absence of American leadership, the world falls apart. Not everything he said was bad last night. It's just a mishkababble. It's just a mess. So here he was talking about American leadership in the world. Again, this part is good. There was a lot of good mixed with bad, which, by the way, is what he's now going to propose to Congress. We'll get to that momentarily.
American leadership is what holds the world together. American alliances is what keep us, America, safe. American values are what make us a partner that other nations want to work with. To put all that at risk, if we walk away from Ukraine, if we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it. That's why tomorrow I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
Hey, again, all of that is perfectly well and good. That's totally fine. And then he launches into the truly bad part of his speech. We haven't gotten to the bad part of his speech yet. So the bad part of his speech begins with him talking about how much pressure he's going to put on Israel and how much money he's going to send to Hamas. Not kidding. So here he is talking about how he talked with the leadership of Israel about how they need to operate by the laws of war. So first of all, being lectured on the laws of war while you are under terrorist assault is the most insulting possible thing. Israel spends the lives and the treasure of its citizens to not kill civilians. Hamas is deliberately hiding behind. Where is this sort of care being taken with any other ally of the United States anywhere on earth? After 7/7, was there a lot of talk about, you know, British human rights? Why is it that when it's Israel, all of a sudden it's like, well, we do have to warn those Jews off of their brutality? And it's like, what the hell is wrong with you? Seriously, what the hell is wrong with you? We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, the world has witnessed the heinous attack by Hamas terrorists against innocent Israeli citizens. This massive and devastating attack killed over 1,000 Israeli men, women, children, babies. Thousands more were injured, kidnapped, held hostage. This sworn enemy of Israel will stop at nothing to slaughter every single Jew and claim Israel as their own. But there is a beacon of hope amidst the chaos. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground right now, providing critical essentials like food, medicine, and other emergency supplies for vulnerable Jews who need immediate help. But the need is massive and urgent. This great organization needs your help right now. To donate, please go to benforthefellowship.org. Give as generously as you can. Write it down. That's benforthefellowship.org. Thank you. Here's Joe Biden. Again, this is foolishness of the highest order. It plays directly into Hamas propaganda. You wonder why the media jumped at that Hamas propaganda nonsense that Israel had bombed a hospital? Maybe it's because the president of the United States pretends that Israel is routinely violating human rights, when in fact Israel is a country that on earth, there are only two countries on earth that have this kind of standard for preventing deaths to civilians, America and Israel. Those are the only ones. And Israel has to do it far more frequently than the United States. Here is Joe Biden.
Look, at the same time, President Netanyahu and I discussed again yesterday the critical need for Israel to operate by the laws of war. That means protecting civilians in combat as best as they can. The people of Gaza urgently need food, water, and medicine. Yesterday, in discussions with the leaders of Israel and Egypt, I secured an agreement for the first shipment of humanitarian assistance from the United Nations to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. If Hamas does not divert or steal these shipments, we're going to provide an opening for sustained delivery of life-saving humanitarian assistance for the Palestinians.
Okay, so what in... Okay, question. There are still 200 hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Where do you think that money's going to go? What distributive mechanism do you have for that money? The answer is they have no distributive mechanism. How do we know that? It's because they're openly admitting it. So, for example, here is a Biden State Department spokesperson explaining, his name is Matt Miller, that sure, Hamas might steal the cash. This is literally yesterday.
The concern the Israeli government has, and they said this publicly, and they certainly said it privately to us, is that any assistance that goes in will be diverted once it's inside Gaza. That there's not an Israeli military force in Gaza. There's not a UN peacekeeping force in Gaza. The people with guns inside Gaza are Hamas. And so Hamas may try to divert this assistance and keep it from getting to the civilians who it is intended for. We think that's a legitimate concern. We've made clear that this aid needs to go to innocent civilians and not Hamas. We're going to be watching very carefully how it's delivered because we want to be sensitive to those concerns, which we share.
Oh, well, you're going to be watching carefully. Well, that's important, is that if you watch really carefully, if you use your binoculars from afar, which is what you will be doing, then probably Hamas won't steal that aid. By the way, if you don't believe him, you could also listen to the Biden deputy NSA director, John Finer, who basically said, we trust Hamas, you know, the terrorists. Like, well, we'll just give them $100 million. We'll probably be fine.
The president pledged $100 million in an aid package to Palestinian civilians, innocent civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. How is the United States going to ensure that none of that ends up in the hands of Hamas.
Getting assistance into Gaza is a complicated undertaking. It involves essentially securing an understanding among Hamas fighters who control the checkpoints on the other side of the border, among the government of Israel and among the government of Egypt.
But the question is, from what you just said, is the U.S. then essentially in a position where it has to take the word of Hamas that it will not be taken? I mean, what other guarantee can there be?
We believe there is an understanding now among all of the players who control that crossing, the Rafah crossing in Egypt.
Oh, there's an understanding, is there, with Hamas? Well, that changes everything, as long as there's an understanding. So again, this is the kind of weakness that invites further terrorism, that invites further exploration of American weakness. Again, Joe Biden kept going along these lines, over and over and over, pushing on this two-state solution stuff, in the middle of a war against people who are dedicated to Israel's destruction and the murder of Jews. He kept pushing on it, like, over and over last night. And when that wasn't enough, he then started ripping on American Islamophobia. Yeah, I have a question. There was a horrible, horrible, evil case of a demented person, an evil person who should get the death penalty, killing a six-year-old Palestinian kid in America. That horrible evil condemned by literally everyone. Everyone. Meanwhile, there are in mass protests across the United States on behalf of Hamas. So naturally, Joe Biden is going to put heavy emphasis on Islamophobia in the United States and lecturing the American people that we can't be Islamophobic in this moment, and then reminding us of how Islamophobic we were after 9/11, which is weird because there's not a lot of evidence to suggest mass Islamophobia in the aftermath of 9/11, not by hate crime statistics from the FBI. In any case, here is Joe Biden. Again, this is the middle of a speech in the aftermath of the worst terror attack on Jews, the worst slaughter of Jews, the worst pogrom against Jews since the Holocaust, followed by widespread public demonstrations in favor of the massacring, in favor of the terrorists. And Joe Biden's like, well, we do have to worry about how intolerant you, the American people, are. It might be Islamophobic. Watch yourselves. Here was Joe Biden last night.
You know, and here at home, we have to be honest with ourselves. In recent years, too much hate has given too much oxygen, fueling racism, the rise of anti-Semitism, Islamic phobia, right here in America. It's also intensified in the wake of recent events that led to the horrific threats and attacks that both shock us and break our hearts. On October 7th, terror attacks have triggered deep scars and terrible memories in the Jewish community. Today, Jewish families worried about being targeted in school, wearing symbols of their faith, walking down the street, or going out about their daily lives. And I know many of you in the Muslim American community, the Arab American community, the Palestinian American community, and so many others are outraged and heartened, saying to yourselves, here we go again with Islamophobia and distrust we saw.
Oh, I know that's my chief worry today. I know that as the Jewish people are under existential threat in Israel, my deep worry is that there are offended Palestinian Americans in America who are marching with Hamas flags. I know that is deeply worrying to me. By the way, what he's saying about the Jewish community in the United States, that's 100% true. Hey, every Jew that I know in the state of Florida is arming up. Every single one, without exception. I spent part of yesterday at a gun range. The entirety of people at the gun range were Orthodox Jews. All of them. There's a reason for that. And it's because Hamas has called for global terror. And Hezbollah has called for global terror. And there is a DHS notification that has gone out globally to basically everybody about the rise in this. And so Joe Biden focusing like a laser beam on what matters, Islamophobia. As always, because Americans, you know, we're the real problem. We're the real problem. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, if you've got loved ones who depend on you, why leave anything up to chance in a worst-case scenario? Life insurance gives your family a safety net that can cover expenses so they won't have to worry about money while getting back on their feet. Policy Genius makes finding the right policy simple, and their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their tech makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Policy Genius is for parents, caregivers, and anyone else who has people who depend on them. They simplify the process of getting life insurance so you can protect the people you love. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Go check them out right now. Life insurance, really important. Check it off your list today, PolicyGenius.com. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden's discombobulated message got even worse. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's discombobulated message got even worse. While he was attempting to presumably speak against Hamas and Russia and all the rest, he had to lecture Americans about how Islamophobic we are. He also made sure to point out that he lectured Israel again some more. So this discombobulated speech, it's super discombobulated. Again, a strong message would have been this. Israel is a democracy. Israel is a Jewish state. Israel deserves American support in the face of existential genocidal terrorism. Israel will have American support in the extermination of Hamas, and everybody else better get the F off the line. Iran and its proxies, they're evil. And if they step off that line, they will get clocked so hard that they will not be able to walk in the morning. That's the message. Because that will push Iran off the ball and will give Israel the space it needs to get rid of Hamas. That could have been the entire message last night. Instead, he decided to muddy the waters with tons about Ukraine and American Islamophobia and how he's going to lecture Israel about not making the mistakes of 9/11. By the way, those mistakes of 9/11, let me just point out, that did not include America's destruction of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. The reason he has to talk about the mistakes of 9/11 is because of his mistake in reversing all of the progress made in Afghanistan by abandoning the place of the Taliban. But here he was trying to pretend the big mistake of 9/11 was us, you know, trying to kill Osama bin Laden and go in and depose the Taliban. That was the big mistake. Like, what the hell is he talking about here?
When I was in Israel yesterday, I said that when America experienced the hell of 9/11, we felt enraged as well. While we sought and got justice, we made mistakes. So I cautioned the government of Israel not to be blinded by rage.
Not to be blinded by rage. Go take a long walk off a short pier, blinded by rage. Yeah, you're right. That's the message Americans needed to hear after 9/11 also. When we watch 3,000 American citizens being slaughtered and people having to jump to their deaths from the 88th story to avoid being burned to death. Probably what Americans really needed was a message of like, you know, take it a little easy, guys. Super insulting stuff. Now, not everything the president said last night was bad. Him calling for the military aid to Israel is necessary. But the fact that he keeps muddying the waters in the Middle East, the only thing that matters is perception of strength. It is literally the only thing that matters. Moral suasion does not work in the Middle East. Appeals to Western notions of liberal enlightenment and the individual worth of every human being. Those are things that do not work in the Middle East. Pretending that they do is idiocy. And the fact that Biden keeps going back to that well, you know, if we force Israel to be kinder or make concessions to Palestine, if we give humanitarian aid to Gaza, dude, you know what's going to stop Hezbollah from attacking? It ain't humanitarian aid to Gaza. What's going to stop Hezbollah from attacking in the north is the notion that if they do, Israel will be rearmed to the teeth and those American aircraft carriers are going to unleash their power on Hezbollah. That's going to stop Hezbollah from doing the thing in the first place. Joe Biden has done a lot of good things since this conflict broke out. Last night's speech was definitely not one of them. Joe Biden has put forward a bill. This bill is a $100 billion bill. Now, you might ask yourself, how much of that is actually going to support material aid for Israel, since that's what we're really talking about here? It's an emergency aid package for Israel. The answer is, of that $100 billion, $14 billion. 14. Now, listen, it may be that because the Republicans couldn't hit the side of the barn if they were trying to pee on it, that they have to vote for this thing. It may be that because Republicans don't even have a speaker, that the best available option, because of the urgency of the situation, and because Israel needs the aid, like, right the hell now, they need to be rearmed to destroy Hamas, they need to be rearmed to deter Hezbollah and prevent the region from spinning into a broader war, that there may not be a choice but to push for it, which, again, just exposes Republican incompetence in not having a Speaker of the House. Because if they had a Speaker of the House, you know what they could do? They could separate these into individual bills and force Democrats to vote no on Israel aid in order to get them to push an omnibus package, which would expose the real agenda here, which is the omnibus package. In any case, what Joe Biden is actually proposing is a $105 billion urgent funding request for the next year. It includes $60 billion for Ukraine. Now, remember, we've already spent $75 billion on Ukraine, minimum. So $60 billion on Ukraine. A lot of that is for replenishing U.S. weapons stockpiles that have already been provided. $14 billion for Israel in the face of existential threat. $10 billion for humanitarian efforts. So you might ask yourself, what's that $10 billion for humanitarian efforts? I've been assured by members of Congress, that's for Gaza. So if you're worried about $100 million being given to Hamas right now in the middle of a terror war where they hold American citizens hostage, get ready for $10 billion to be given to completely unreliable sources in the Gaza Strip. Now, what we can hope is that at least some of the senators, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, will actually prevent that aid from being deployed absent certain conditions in the bill. We can hope and pray, because the idiotic idea of giving Israel $14 billion in military aid to destroy Hamas and then giving the people on the other side $10 billion to rebuild all of the terrorist infrastructure that Israel just destroyed is totally insane. Totally crazy. Giving billions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority is totally nuts. That's totally nuts. Again, this bill is a total crap sandwich. Now, the best option and only option may be to vote for it because, again, Republicans have no leadership at all. But if they did have leadership, they would be separating these bills. $14 billion is in there for managing the U.S.-Mexico border and fighting fentanyl trafficking. $7 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, which includes Taiwan. Of that $105 billion, the actual amount that this bill should be, theoretically, is $35 billion. $14 billion for Israel, $14 billion for the U.S.-Mexico border, and $7 billion for Taiwan. That would be the stuff that is truly urgent right now. And when it comes to Ukraine, I'm not sure that you need a $60 billion allocation. Obviously, Joe Biden is trying to use Americans' goodwill for Israel to cram down significantly more aid for Ukraine in the form of like $60 billion to Ukraine. Now, again, I'm in favor of more aid to Ukraine. I am. I'm not anti-aid to Ukraine. However, the situation in Ukraine is not anything remotely like the urgency of the situation with Israel. And so the fact that Biden is trying to wrap these two together in order to get his Ukraine aid is pretty gross, considering that, again, Americans are pretty split on the future of Ukraine aid absent a plan to exit that particular conflict. And Americans are not split at all on aid to Israel. So Biden is trying to use goodwill for Israel to cram through $60 billion in aid to Ukraine. That's what's happening right now. As I say, it may be that the only option is to vote for it because Republicans don't even have a speaker right now because of posturing idiots. But that is what Biden is trying to do. And it's a really, really cynical play. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says two American hostages have been released by terrorist group Hamas. He identified them as Chicago-area residents and said they're being reunited with family on an Israeli military base. Blinken says the work continues to get all the hostages freed.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for in this conflict. We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages held in Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the mother and daughter were abducted by Iranian-backed Islamist terrorists from southern Israel October 7th. Congressman Jim Jordan loses his third effort to become House Speaker. Interim House Speaker pro tem Patrick McHenry said the potential Speaker candidates need enough time to talk with other members.
It's fair to say that Leader Scalise wasn't given adequate time. He had 24 hours to campaign. I don't think that was right for him. Our nominee, Jordan, was given a little more time. Not right for him.
The vote on Jordan sends the party back to the drawing board and leaving the House leaderless for at least three more days. Meanwhile, congressional opposition will be a hurdle for President Biden as he pushes for $105 billion more in funding. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says the union is seeing progress from GM and Stellantis. The strike against the automakers is now in its 36th day. Fain's Facebook appearance comes on the heels of GM passing another offer to the UAW for a 23% general wage increase. Sam Bankman-Fried and his allies allegedly put $50 million into dark money groups during the 2022 election cycle. Those are politically active nonprofits that don't publicly disclose names of donors. More at townhall.com.
Hi, former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. And right now, most Americans with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts are not prepared for a financial crisis that could hit the U.S. in the next 45 days if we don't fix our ramped-up government spending. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new financial crisis survival kit that's 100% free for everyone with a retirement account who calls in today. Simply call 800-900-8000. My financial crisis survival kit is jam-packed with valuable information on how you can protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Your first step to protection is calling 800-900-8000 and speaking to one of their gold IRA specialists.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Again, simply call 800-900-8000.
American Airlines is reporting a $545 million loss for the third quarter due to higher labor costs.
It's also cutting its forecast of full-year profit. The airline said its results were dragged down by nearly $1 billion in special charges related to a new contract with pilots. American's loss stands in contrast with profits of more than $1 billion turned in by its two closest rivals, United and Delta, which also have expensive new contracts with their pilots.
Correspondent Jeremy House, American's revenues about flat with last year, while United and Delta saw increases of more than 10% each. Elon Musk says X will launch a two-tier premium subscription. He said the lower-cost option will have all the same features as the higher-cost option, except the lower option will still have ads. The higher option will be ad-free. It will be launching soon, but he did not share any other details. News and analysis at townhall.com. CVS Health has taken some cough and cold treatments off the shelf. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
CVS Health is removing some cough and cold treatments from its store that contain an ingredient that has been deemed ineffective by doctors and researchers. The drugstore chain said it will remove a small number of products that contain phenylephrine as the only active ingredient. FDA advisors voted unanimously last month against the effectiveness of the component, which is found in popular versions of Sudafed, Dayquil, and other medications on store shelves. I'm Shelley Adler.
Spirit Airlines is canceling about 100 flights because it's pulling some planes out of service for inspections. Spirit isn't saying why it's inspecting the planes, but it says disruptions will last for several days. By Friday, Spirit had canceled more than 10% of its flights for the day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No, me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Why precisely is there a caucus in the United States Congress that openly sympathizes and lies on behalf of a Jew-hating genocidal terrorist group? That's the question that should be on the lips of every American today after watching Rashida Tlaib, the elected congresswoman from Michigan, lead an insurrectionist protest into a Congress building in solidarity with Hamas. Tlaib has spent her entire political career hating Jews. She has routinely equated Jews defending themselves from Hamas terrorism with Hamas terrorism. She routinely denounces Israel as an apartheid state, but has never found it in her heart to condemn either Hamas or Hezbollah. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Tlaib has ties to a pro-Palestine activist who praised Hezbollah for attacking, quote, Israel. Tlaib has met repeatedly with a Michigan-based newspaper publisher who claims Hezbollah has made Lebanon safer. Two of Tlaib's campaign bundlers have pushed anti-Israel and pro-terrorist views. Another Tlaib ally, Salah Sarsour, has been accused of financing Hamas through front groups in the 1990s, according to FBI documents. Sarsour, an official at the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, organized fundraisers for Tlaib in both 2018 and 2020. Abbas Hamideh, a Palestinian activist who cheered that, quote, Hezbollah slaughtered Israel, attended Tlaib's 2019 swearing-in. In short, it is no mystery where Rashida Tlaib stands. She stands with Hamas and other genocidal anti-Jewish terror groups. She made that even clearer this week when she issued no denunciation of Hamas specifically for their massacre of 1,500 Jews, instead blaming their anti-Jewish pogrom on American funding of Israel's quote-unquote apartheid government. And then, yesterday, Tlaib promoted a blood libel. As we talked about on yesterday's show, on Tuesday, a failed Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket landed in a parking lot next to a hospital. Hamas promptly lied and blamed the Israelis and claimed 500 dead. The claim was quickly debunked by radar data, video data, and audio data. Didn't matter, the entire media ran with it. But here is what Rashida Tlaib said yesterday, after the debunking, at a pro-Hamas rally at the Capitol.
Continue to watch people think it's okay to bomb a hospital with children. You know what's so hard sometimes is watching those videos and the people telling the kids don't cry and like let them cry. And they're shaking and somebody, you know this, they keep telling them not to cry in Arabic. They can cry, I can cry, we all can cry. If we're not crying, something is wrong.
I mean, I think the White House and everyone thinks that we're just going to sit back and let this just continue to happen. No! The fact of the matter is, our lives are not safe with you or the forever peace president. When are we going to feel safe? When are we going to stop funding continued, literally, oppression of indigenous communities? When are we going to say enough?
So, all of that was a lie. But not a shocking lie, because Tlaib supports terrorists. She has done so consistently throughout her career. She openly calls for the eradication of the Jewish state, supporting instead what she calls a secular one-state outcome, which would, of course, devolve into an Islamic state. She has never at any point expressed any discontent about the presence of some 55 Islamic states on the planet, of course. And yet the media have treated Tlaib as a great light bringer. The New York Times Magazine ran a glowing piece about Tlaib in 2022, explaining in breathless terms, quote, she changed the Israeli-Palestinian debate in Congress by reminding her colleagues of the human stakes. It's a burden she would rather not carry. Tlaib isn't the only member of the Hamas caucus, of course. Ilhan Omar is a founding member. Like Tlaib, she parrots Hamas talking points down to the lie that Israel bombed the hospital. She, like Tlaib, is a supporter of the so-called Boycott, Divest, Sanctions movement that seeks the extermination of the state of Israel. She believes that Israel, quote, hypnotized the world. She blames Republican support for Israel on the Benjamins, parroting the notion that Jews pay off Congress people to support Israel. She compared Israel, Hamas, and the Taliban to one another. And yet Democrats continue to avoid directly condemning either Tlaib or Omar. Meanwhile, other adjunct members of the Hamas caucus continue to gain credibility in Democratic circles. In June of this year, nine Democrats, including the venerable Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, voted against a resolution in Congress declaring that Israel is, quote, not a racist or apartheid state, and stating that the United States will, quote, always be a staunch partner and supporter of Israel. The eight other Democrats include Jamal Bowman, Summer Lee, Cori Bush, Andre Carson, Delia Ramirez, Ayanna Pressley, and Pramila Jayapal. AOC, of course, wept openly on the floor of the House when the House passed funding to rearm Israel's defensive Iron Dome. That's right. She cried in front of the cameras because Israel was being given funding for defensive weaponry to shoot down rockets aimed at Jewish civilian areas. So, why does the Democratic Party have such a tough time dissociating from its terror-supporting members? Why do they suddenly suffer from acute amnesia when asked to even condemn their comments? The answer is obvious. Too many Democrats have invested too much in a political strategy that is deeply dependent on a single lie. That there is an intersectional coalition of the oppressed that must be united in order to tear down the root institutions of a corrupt Western society. In this view, BLM is the same as Hamas, is the same as the Democratic Socialists of America, is the same as the radical LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign movement. All are necessary cogs in a machine designed to wreck the West in the name of the so-called marginalized. A machine designed to tear down the supposed hierarchy dominated by white male Christians. Now, for a long time, many in the liberal Jewish community thought they could be part of this club. After all, haven't Jews been historically victimized? Aren't they a minority? Now, they were wrong, of course. It turns out that the Jews are too white and too disproportionately successful for the liking of the intersectional coalition. In this view, as Whoopi Goldberg once said, even the Holocaust was merely white-on-white crime. And when Hamas terrorists murder Jewish babies, well, that's just decolonization. The Democratic Party can't throw out the Hamas caucus without also recognizing the failure of its new core ideology. If it turns out that disproportionate poverty and failure among certain groups is not the result of Western civilization itself or some evil white hierarchy, that Hamas can be brown and poor and also evil, and that their evil is not the result of supposed Jewish colonization or exploitation, well, that would undermine the entire coalitional strategy, and that can't be allowed. Now, the Democratic Party does have another road. They could simply make the case for left-wing policies on their own merits, on the basis of redistributive fairness or efficiency. But they probably won't. They've staked too much in their intersectional future to toss out the terrorist supporters. And so they will likely continue to promote the Hamas caucus, and Jew hatred will grow, and the collapse of the West will accelerate. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, the world has witnessed the heinous attack by Hamas terrorists against innocent Israeli citizens. This massive and devastating attack killed over 1,000 Israeli men, women, children, babies. Thousands more were injured, kidnapped, held hostage. This sworn enemy of Israel will stop at nothing to slaughter every single Jew and claim Israel as their own. But there is a beacon of hope amidst the chaos. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground right now, providing critical essentials like food, medicine, and other emergency supplies for vulnerable Jews who need immediate help. But the need is massive and urgent. This great organization needs your help right now. To donate, please go to benforthefellowship.org. Give as generously as you can. Write it down. That's benforthefellowship.org. Thank you. Yesterday, after Rashida Tlaib ginned up a bunch of pro-Hamas supporters, doubling down again on that Gaza hospital lie. Again, that is a total lie. Hamas lied. Purposefully. Deliberately. We don't know how many are dead from a rocket that hit a parking lot. It certainly is not 500. We certainly know who fired the rocket, according to both American intelligence and Israeli intelligence and radar data and audio data and visual data. We know exactly what happened here. Rashida Tlaib went and she lied to an entire crowd. And then that crowd proceeded to essentially overrun the Cannon office building. That is a House office building that is located just a few yards from the Capitol building. Tlaib, for her part, she wasn't answering any questions. She ran away from reporters when she was confronted about the fact that she was lying openly about the bombing of the hospital. She just ran away because that is what she does, because she is a, like most terrorists, she's an actual coward. Well, the pro-Hamas protesters mobbed the Capitol. Here is some of the footage of the protesters mobbing the Capitol. Again, it's all good, peaceful rioting when it's people of the left, when it's people supporting terrorist groups that are occupying government buildings. That's okay. That's the way this works. If you're a January 6th rioter, or you're just an old grandmother who wanders into the Capitol building under the weird misimpression that you were allowed to be in there on January 6th, you might get a few years in prison. However, if you deliberately storm a Capitol office building, which is illegal, and then you occupy it, then that apparently is totally fine, kind of fine. I'm eager to see how Attorney General Merrick Garland decides to deal with the hundreds of people who are actually arrested because of this particular event. So look at the size of this crowd. Here is a giant crowd of terrorists and their fellow travelers and useful idiots marching toward the Capitol office building, the Cannon House office building. That is a big crowd of people who really like terrorists right here in the United States. Always very encouraging. Again, none of those people will actually condemn Hamas. None of them. In fact, they have posters reading decolonize. What do you think decolonize means? Have they been shy about this? Decolonize means kill the Jews. That's what it means. They've been absolutely clear about this. What Hamas did, according to this crowd, is they began the process of decolonization by wiping out Jewish babies in small villages. That's what they did. By literally, I've seen the photograph and video evidence, saw more of it yesterday. Not going to show it to you today, but it is there. Certainly, you can find it online, of them pulling bodies out of wreckage that have been tied together with baling wire and then murdered. So, yeah, that's decolonization, though. And there's lots of this sort of footage of these evil protesters who have decided to take over the Cannon House office building. Here is some of the what happened when they went into the office building. Again, you're supposed to go through, like, metal detectors and actually, but apparently it's totally fine to just occupy buildings now. Again, when you're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. Or when you're a Democrat associate. So, they got a bunch of useful idiot quasi-Jews. When I say quasi-Jews, I mean these people may be ethnically Jewish, but they have about as much association with Judaism as a ham sandwich does. And my favorite part of the videos of the not in our name pseudo-Jews who are joining this particular movement, I do love it when there's video of people who are supposed to be looking Jewish and then they just completely miswear the garb. It's one of my favorite things. So a lot of them are wearing what are called talasim, right? The tali. You've seen pictures of Orthodox Jews and they're wearing what looks like a prayer shawl, right? It's a prayer shawl. Now, these morons wear it like a kente cloth because they have no idea what they're doing. No shock there. They're useful idiots on behalf of terrorists, so this is the least of their problem. So the Hamas protesters took over the Cannon House office building. Arrests were made. I will say, I do take a bit of glee in the way these arrests go down, mainly because if you're going to go and do a criminal thing and then you get arrested, and then this is your reaction, you're a real tough guy until the moment you get arrested. This particular protester getting arrested for occupying a house office building seems to have eaten a raw jalapeno at the same time that he was arrested. Yeah, that's tough stuff there. And there are these morons shouting at people. Not in our name. No, who's asking for anything to be done in your name? Again, what they mean by free, free Palestine is not free the Gaza Strip of Hamas. They do not mean free parts of the West Bank of Palestinian Authority or Islamic Jihad or even create a Palestinian state. They mean free Tel Aviv, by which they mean destroy. Look at that. Jews for the abolition of Israel. I mean, are they like, they're not hiding the ball. This is the part that drives me absolutely up a wall. The unbelievable gaslighting where people keep saying over and over and over out loud exactly what they want. And then the entire Western media plus the Biden administration, well, that's totally not what they want. No. There are no Hamas supporters in the Gaza Strip. None. They don't exist. They're all wonderful Westerners who've just been dominated by a small group of evil terrorists, which is weird because that's absolutely not what's happening. And these protesters, they're not in favor of Hamas, guys. They're just in favor of a Palestinian state. Sure, they say they want to completely destroy Israel, and sure, not a single one of them will go on camera condemning Hamas for its attacks or as an organization. But, you know, what they really want, and the projection of your own thoughts and wishes into people who believe truly evil things continues to be a source of amazement to me. So pro-Hamas protesters also tried to climb barriers outside the White House. So that was exciting yesterday.
He's fired now!
There they go. They're trying to climb the fence. Little insurrection-y happening right there. I don't know what they think they're going to do once they get over that fence, other than go to jail. But genius-level stuff from our pro-Hamas crowd here in the United States. Pro-Hamas protesters also invaded a Senate hearing. There's a Senate hearing going on. They decided to go to the Senate building and disturb the Senate hearing. So that would be illegal, right? That is disturbing the functional workings of government. I was told by all the right people that on January 6th, this was a crime against humanity and a threat to the Republic. But, you know, it's totally fine again. When members of the left do this sort of stuff, totally fine.
Okay.
So this is a lady yelling in the back. There's just footage of the senators looking on like, who's this crazy lady and how can we arrest her? According to NBC Washington, hundreds of people who entered a U.S. House office building Wednesday afternoon have been arrested after demonstrating to demand a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. That makes it sound a lot less egregious than it was. Again, that is illegal. You're not allowed to do that. Also, when you demand a ceasefire between a terrorist group that is currently holding, not like before, holding right now, 200 hostages, including a dozen Americans, you're pro-Hamas. No other way to put it. That's what you are. Get some more on this in just 1 second. First, you need to check out Helix Mattress. I've had my Helix for years now. Love it. I sleep like a baby even when I have, you know, like a small baby who's waking me up all the time. A mattress should never be a one-size-fits-all solution because why should you have to compromise on comfort? Helix has a sleep quiz. It matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Why would you buy a mattress made for somebody else? Helix has harnessed years of extensive mattress expertise to bring their customers a truly elevated sleep experience. They just launched their new Helix Elite. That Helix Elite collection includes 6 different mattress models, each tailored for specific sleep positions and firmness preferences. Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Ben today and check them out. Better sleep starts right now with Helix. Go to helixsleep.com/Ben. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Ben. My wife and I have been using our Helix Sleep mattress for years. We took the 2-minute sleep quiz. It sent us a mattress personalized for us. Why wouldn't you get a mattress personalized for you? Why would you get one that anyone could use? I mean, your body is unique. Your mattress should be too. Go check them out right now. helixsleep.com/Ben. That's helixsleep.com/Ben. Already coming up, the Hamas insurrection at the Capitol building with the Ben Shapiro Show.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
H-J. come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
895.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, these pro-Hamas protesters went into a Capitol office building, which is against the law. According to NBC Washington, a U.S. Capitol Police spokesperson said that officials believe everyone went through security and entered the Cannon House building according to guidelines. But those who enter are supposed to not stay inside the congressional buildings. Like, you're supposed to be there for a reason. Protesters, including rabbis, I love this. Whenever they say including rabbis, I say, okay, where's your smicha from? Seriously, I'm going to play my Jew card here. No, I don't believe your credentials. Your credentials are garbage. You got them from the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. They demonstrated from the main floor and from several balconies, singing, praying, holding signs and banners, and chanting, ceasefire now. Close to 300 people were in custody. More than 3 hours after the rally inside the congressional office building began. Three have been charged with assault on a police officer during processing, according to the police. So this seems like, you know, if the rules apply for the goose, they apply for the gander. I expect that some of these people will be held in solitary confinement, and then I expect that some of them will go to jail for prolonged periods of time. After all, we are told that these are threats to the Republic. So why not? So here's a question. Where are the Democrats blasting the Hamas caucus? Seriously, why is Rashida Tlaib still in Congress? She can be expelled. It seems to me that supporting terrorists, it's a pretty good reason to expel a member of Congress. It seems like a fairly obvious one. Why exactly should you be allowed to sit in the halls of Congress if you support a terrorist group, Hamas, or Hezbollah? As Rashida Tlaib so obviously does. Where is the Democratic Party in all of this? Where are all the top-level Democrats saying anything? Instead, what they're doing is many of them are saying pro-Israel things, and then they're pretending that Rashida Tlaib doesn't exist until it's time to pose with her on the cover of a magazine so they can show the strength of the intersectional coalition. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, he correctly said yesterday that the world blamed Israel unfairly for the hospital bombing. Here is Chuck Schumer, but of course he's had nothing to say over the course of years about any of his colleagues inside the Democratic Party who support terrorism. It was Chuck Schumer, by the way, who also helped usher through the garbage Iran deal pushed by the Obama administration that helped strengthen Iran to strengthen the hand of Hamas for this attack in the first place. Chuck Schumer voted against the deal, but only after giving permission to members of his own caucus to vote in favor of the Iran deal. Anyway, here's Chuck Schumer.
Regret the loss of any life, any innocent life. Now there's proof put out by the Israelis that the rocket, of course, was not from the from Israel, but rather was from one of the Palestinian groups that works with Hamas. And this is what Israel's up against. Israel didn't put out a statement immediately because they were checking it. They wanted the truth. Hamas immediately said, oh, the IDF did it. They lied through their teeth. And, you know, for 6 hours, the world blamed Israel unfairly. Now the word is getting out, and I think all of us have an obligation to get that proof out.
Well, I mean, that's true. It would be great if you speak up against the terrorist members of your own caucus or terrorist supporting members of your own caucus. By the way, one of my favorite things about all these demonstrations is that this is now a reality. This happens all the time. So last night I spoke at the University of Florida about this topic. There was a pro-Hamas rally outside. Some members of my team went out there with cameras to ask people if they could describe what their end goal is, like the map of Israel and the Palestinian Authority-occupied areas and the Hamas-occupied areas in the Gaza Strip, and said, okay, I want you to explain to me which part of this ought to be Palestine. None of them would answer the questions. And that's because people are now being told, don't talk to the media because you might inadvertently show that you're genocidal. Which presumably is why, for example, pro-Palestine demonstrators, according to the Daily Caller, gathered outside of the White House on Monday, refusing to denounce Hamas. All right, coming up, one of the things you may have noticed about the so-called pro-Palestine protesters is that no one will condemn Hamas or even talk about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
09-09.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So it is always interesting to hear from so many pseudo-intellectuals that the pro-Palestine protesters, they don't love Hamas. They're not interested. Well, weird, because none of the protesters will condemn Hamas. The Daily Caller's Joel Gibbons asked one man why he was at the protest. He started covering up his face. People refused to answer questions. So it seems to me if you're at a protest, you should be able to answer questions about what you're protesting for. That's the purpose of a protest. But not according to these folks, because we all know why they're at the protest. The answer is that they support a terrorist group.
You want me to condemn Hamas? I can't do that.
No one condemns violence. But at the same time, what else is possible? Like, what else do you want us to do?
I approve of anyone that fights for their freedom.
I'm just asking, do you condemn, like, the attacks?
The Israeli savage attacks on Gaza, where they're literally bombing thousands of babies, and the Hamas fighters are underground, not being touched. Can you explain to me why Israel is bombing thousands of babies as we speak? Can you explain that to me?
No, I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan. He's not a fan. Which team are you a fan of?
Okay, so the answer to his question is the reason that Israel has been bombing these targets with as much precision as it can is to kill as many Hamas terrorists as it can. The reality is that if Israel would do what Israel needs to do right now is bomb the tunnels. Okay, the tunnels are all located 40 feet underground. Israel does have the ordinance to do that. They've been refraining from doing that because Hamas will not allow civilians to be cleared from the area. It's the exact reason Hamas won't allow civilians to be cleared from the area. Israel has been trying to get the civilians out of these areas so they can bomb the terror tunnels before they have to send Israeli men and women into these areas to fight hand-to-hand with terrorists while being shot at by civilians, by pseudo-civilians, many of whom are still located in these parts of the Gaza Strip. That's the reality. On a military level, what Israel actually needs to do is destroy the tunnels before it goes in. But because Hamas is hiding civilians on top, and they have the sympathy of the world media, they understand that Israel can't even kill the terrorists. That's the whole plan, to turn this thing into Vietnam for Israel, that if Israel goes in, it turns into Black Hawk Down. That's the entire goal. That's the entire goal. That's why Hamas is keeping civilians up there. It's why civilians are dying right now. The intersectional coalition, everybody understands that what is holding it together is hatred of the supposed power hierarchy. That's what this is. You know who understands this? Hamas. Here's a flashback, 2021. Here's the head of Hamas. Actually, it is Yahya Sinwar, condemning American racism. Now, why is this happening? Why? The answer, of course, is because he is attempting to draw a kinship between black people in America and Palestinian Arabs living under the tyrannical rule of Hamas. But not because the Palestinian Arabs living under the tyrannical rule of Hamas are being oppressed by Hamas. No, because Israel is the great oppressor. And it's the coalition of the dispossessed nonsense. And by the way, this is exactly how many organizers for Black Lives Matter talk about the Palestinian issue. They suggest that black Americans are living under the boot heel of the evil white American racist substructure in the same way that Palestinians are living under the boot of the evil Zionist oppressor. That's the commonality. You wonder why BLM was tweeting out actual graphics of hang gliding Palestinian terrorists murdering people? You wonder why they're that's why. You know who knows that? Hamas. And they play on it. Here is Yahya Sinwar doing exactly this just a couple of years ago. He says, I want to take this opportunity to remember the racist murder of George Floyd. This guy's a f***ing terrorist. George Floyd was killed as a result of a racist ideology held by some people. Literally, his charter says kill all the Jews, by the way, should remind you. This same type of racism that killed George Floyd is being used by Israel against the Palestinians. They know the game. They know the intersectional game. They're playing the intersectional game. And they are enabled by the media to play that intersectional game because the media are part of the deal. The media love the intersectional game. The media allow them to continue to claim that the West is actually the great Satan. The West is the problem. It's all Western structures of power. Israel's a colonialist outpost in the Middle East. Never mind the fact the only reason anybody ever gave a crap about the land over there is because it's Jewish in the first place. Never mind the fact there's continuous Jewish presence in the land of Israel since literally the time of the Bible, predating the existence of Islam by millennia. Doesn't matter. None of that matters. All that matters is the narrative. And the narrative is there's an intersectional coalition to take on the halls and the pillars of power. This is, you wonder why AOC got sucked into this thing? You think AOC knows bleep about the Middle East? AOC barely knows how to tie her shoes in the morning. AOC can't make herself a bowl of oatmeal. That lady has the IQ of a kumquat. What is she, I mean, there's literal tape of her with Margaret Hoover explaining she knows nothing about the Middle East. Nothing.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes.
Do you think you can expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just, I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue, you know?
And yet that lady is extremely vocal about all this. Why? Why? Well, because again, she's part of the dispossessed coalition. This is the intersectional coalition that must be upheld at all costs, even at the expense of lots and lots of dead Jews. That's what's going on here. This is why AOC, party girl of the Democratic Socialists of America, is suddenly deeply concerned about Iron Dome. And this ridiculous Instagram, TikTok dope. I mean, here she was yesterday talking about tax the rich and slicing lemons on the Instas. Also, she's very much in favor of the Hamas. She kind of likes them. They're kind of cool. Why? They would kill her first opportunity, by the way. One of my favorite things about the intersectional coalition is that they're willing to ride or die with Hamas up until the point where Hamas actually kills them. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. And MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you can save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. It's 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
I noted yesterday, again, at the University of Florida, there were two protests that were simultaneously held outside my lecture at the University of Florida, both fairly small. One of them was a protest by the LGBTQ crowd, and the other was a protest by the pro-Hamas crowd. They get along all the way until the pro-Hamas crowd decides to kill every member of the LGBTQ crowd. In any case, here was AOC yesterday promoting her democratic socialist ideals, like, well, oh my God, like, here's a lemon, and I can slice it, and it's like a citrus. Ooh.
Shout out to my radicals, who think that maybe one way that we can deal with a lot of the shortfall that we have is to do things like legalize marijuana and tax the
commerce
on that
so that
we can fund our schools. Or, I don't know, tax the rich. Maybe we can tax
the rich.
So that people who have helipads on their house or near their house can help chip in for...
If you shake your head like AOC, it makes you intelligent. It doesn't make you look a doofus from the valley circa 1997. If you go like this a lot, it means that you're smart, according to the media. By the way, that sweatshirt she's wearing, the Tax the Rich sweatshirt, you can buy it for $58 on her website. Exciting news from the Tax the Rich crowd. In any case, again, the intersectional coalition is all, and the entire media are in support of this. This is why, for example, Charles Blow has a piece at the New York Times. Again, his name is apt. His columns absolutely blow. They are awful universally. He has an entire piece at the New York Times today called An Evolving Moral High Ground in the Israel-Gaza War. What is the evolving moral high ground, pray tell? The first two paragraphs tell the whole story. The terrorist attack by Hamas against Israelis was horrid, barbaric, and inexcusable. What is happening to innocent citizens of Gaza is also horrid and not a justifiable response to terrorist attacks. Ah. So retaliating against Hamas is the same thing as Hamas, by the way, including tons of Gazan civilians. I know this is part of the story that nobody wants to tell because it's ugly and it suggests that there are a lot of Gazan civilians who actually kind of love Hamas. But there's tons of footage during the actual terrorist assault, worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust, of tons of Gazan civilians. We're talking about kids as young as 14, 15 years old running into Jewish areas and stealing things or participating in the violence. But according to Charles Blow, there's a moral equivalence. Why does he have to maintain the moral equivalence? Again, it seems kind of weird. Why is it that advocates for Black Lives Matter, which is supposedly a civil rights organization, are protesting on behalf of one of the worst civil rights and human rights violators on planet Earth? Why are they doing that? Again, intersectional coalition. That's all that matters. And the media continue to lie on behalf of this intersectional coalition across the West, CBS News, disgusting. So we all know at this point, it has been thoroughly and completely debunked that the hit on the Gaza hospital either killed 500 people, because it didn't hit the hospital, it hit a parking lot, or two, that it even was done by the Israelis. It was done by Palestinian Islamic Jihad. There was audio tape we played yesterday on the show of Hamas operatives talking to one another and saying, oh boy, that was us, wasn't it? Oh yes, it was. It doesn't matter. Here's how CBS News covered it. It was still Israel's fault.
The aftermath of the massive explosions at the Al-Ahli Hospital is still a smoking wreck. What should have been a safe haven has turned into a living nightmare. We left our home to come here, this woman says. We thought it would be safe, but then we got bombed. The Anglican Church, which runs the hospital, has said it was struck before by an Israeli rocket just 4 days earlier, injuring four members of staff. Speaking to CBS News, Fadl Naim, a doctor at Al-Ahli, says Israel's army sent a warning to evacuate the facility less than 48 hours before that explosion.
Okay, now pause. You may notice that in that entire clip, is there anything mentioning the fact that it was a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket that fell in the parking lot of the hospital? Not a single thing. They're just ignoring it. They're pretending the story doesn't even exist. They're pretending the truth doesn't even exist, these scumbags. The media truly have blood on their hands, because it turns out that when you spin up terrorist supporters with lies about the blood libel Jews, it turns out people die because of that. But the media don't care. Christiane Amanpour, another Hamas fan, here she was yesterday promoting the idea that it was the IDF lying under these circumstances. Christiane Amanpour is a disgrace to journalism.
Now, the issue is, as you said, no matter what the Israelis say and now what the U.S. say, in the beginning, before there was any quote-unquote investigation, well, there was an investigation and they came to their conclusions, it ignited the Arab world because this they've seen so many times. And because, and I'm sorry to say this, because in the past the Israeli IDF has not been honest about what actually happened. Look at Shirin Abu Akleh. I know that we keep talking about it.
They always say Shirin Abu Akleh, which was a situation where it was unclear who shot Shirin Abu Akleh. And then, you know who admitted that it was the Israelis? The Israelis! In any case, Christiane Amanpour doing Hamas's work for them, because this is what so many members of the mainstream media do. The BBC, which is absolutely worst on this. The BBC is so bad on this sort of stuff. The BBC's ingrained anti-Semitism is unbelievably strong, which is why seven separate journalists from the BBC in the last week alone have had to be fired or suspended because they posted on public media about how they were in solidarity with Hamas. Doesn't matter. There was a BBC journalist saying the attack had to be Israel, even though it clearly was not Israel.
The Israeli military has been contacted for comment, and they have said that they are investigating. But, you know, it is hard to see what else this could be, really, given the size of the explosion, other than an Israeli airstrike or several airstrikes, because, you know, when we've seen rockets being fired out of Gaza, we never see explosions of that scale. We might see half a dozen, maybe a few more people being killed in such rocket
attacks.
Honestly,
but why are they doing this? Why? The answer is twofold. One, actual anti-Semitism. So there has been an overt attempt, particularly by members of the left since 1967, Israel's victory in the Six-Day War. There's been an attempt by the left to basically convert Israel into the world's big baddie. That was originally pushed by the Soviet Union, which was attempting to create a pan-Arab nationalism to use against the United States in the aftermath of Israel's victory in the Six-Day War. That's the geopolitics of this sort of anti-Semitism. But there's also this latent pro-Arabism that has existed, particularly in Britain, for a very long time. I don't know whether it's a weird sort of ethnocentric exoticism that exists in Britain, or what the hell it is. But it is pathetically anti-Semitic. And when you promote blood libels the way the BBC routinely does, it costs actual lives. We'll get to that in just 1 second, because the consequences of media lying about all this stuff, and they're also doing so, obviously, on behalf of, again, that same intersectional ideal. The West is bad. The West is colonialist. Israel is bad. Israel is colonialist. All these things are the same. Wrap them into an intersectional ball, and then that will be your new movement. I mean, if ever you have wondered whether the intersectional movement is dangerous, yes, they are extremely dangerous. I don't just mean, like, ideologically dangerous. I mean, people will get killed dangerous. And in just a second, we'll talk about the reverberations of these lies and the intersectional coalition's garbage in just 1 second. First, if you've got loved ones who depend on you, why leave anything up to chance in a worst-case scenario? Life insurance gives your family a safety net that can cover expenses so they won't have to worry about money while getting back on their feet. Policy Genius makes finding the right policy simple, and their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their tech makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Policy Genius is for parents, caregivers, and anyone else who has people who depend on them. They simplify the process of getting life insurance so you can protect the people you love. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Go check them out right now. Life insurance, really important. Check it off your list today, PolicyGenius.com. Already coming up, it turns out that the media's lies have now made the situation significantly worse. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirt, Stern Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
895.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So it turns out that media lies on behalf of terrorist groups have consequences. The Intersectional Coalition, which has the media as its spokesperson, the entire media infrastructure, which is dedicated to the proposition that the West is the bad guy in the world, and Israel is just a spear point for the left. That sort of stuff lends a lot of credence and credibility to the worst people in the world. Which is presumably why, according to the Wall Street Journal, the situation in the Middle East has gotten significantly worse. Quote, The explosion at a Gaza hospital Tuesday night set off a wave of protests across much of the Middle East and the broader Muslim world, some of them calling for death to Israel. There's a shock. That doesn't matter, by the way, that the Palestinians killed their own people here and then lied about it. Doesn't matter at all. By the way, I love that, people are still repeating the casualty statistics brought to them by the Hamas Health Ministry. A literal lying terrorist organization tells you how many people are dead and injured, and that they have a magical ability, by the way, to count this stuff in minutes. Israel is still figuring out exactly how many people were murdered from the October 7th attacks, which is like 2 weeks ago. But Hamas, within minutes, can tell you exactly, to the person, how many people were killed, their ages, and who they were. Or they're lying to you, and the media are credulous morons. Or they're not just credulous morons, they actually are quasi-pro-Hamas. In any case, all of this has now exploded in the Middle East. Anger, nevertheless, spread quickly through the region, according to the Wall Street Journal. Riots broke out near the Israeli embassy in Jordan, where millions of Palestinian diaspora live, and which has had diplomatic ties with Israel since the 1990s. By the way, when they say the Palestinian diaspora, understand that's not correct. Transjordan was part of British Mandate Palestine. Transjordan is filled with Palestinian Arabs because British Mandate Palestine included Jordan. Around 80,000 Turkish protesters descended on the Israeli consulates in Istanbul, some attacking security forces and attempting to enter the compound, according to authorities. Again, not a shock there. Turkey has been a longtime ally of Hamas. They famously attempted to send a flotilla of weaponry into Israel, which ended with Israel having to raid the flotilla. And that, of course, was then blamed on Israel. In Iran, thousands of people across several cities demonstrated, including at the French and British embassies. That, of course, is ginned up by the Iranian government. A lot of Iranians are not anti-Israel. There's a sort of weird irony in the Middle East, which is that in places where the government is the most anti-Israel, the population tends to be the most kind of apathetic or okay with Israel. That would be like Iran. And in places where the government is least anti-Israel, which would be like Saudi Arabia, the population hates Israel. It's kind of interesting. There are chants from protesters in Iraq, Iran on Tuesday night calling for the death of Israel. Some governments like Turkey and Jordan have declared days of mourning at the governments themselves, looking for an off-ramp so that they can please their domestic constituency. They declared a day of mourning on behalf of a hospital massacre that did not happen, number one, and number two, was caused by Palestinian Islamic Jihad if it did. So all of this is propagandistic, and the media did its best to promote all of that. Meanwhile, CNN is having fun. They're doing their mostly peaceful protest thing again. Fiery but mostly peaceful in Amman, Jordan.
And we saw yesterday hundreds of people gathering, some protesters even attempting to storm the Israeli embassy. So we have seen a bit of an increase in the security presence here, although it has been mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful. Yeah, I mean, sure, they're trying to, you know, break into embassies, but it's mostly peaceful. As we all know, this is the way that it works. Just like the Black Lives Matter riots, which caused $2 billion in property damage. Fiery, but mostly peaceful is what's happening over there. Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, said on Wednesday that they don't care whether Islamic Jihad bombed a hospital. They don't care about that at all. Instead, actually, there's deep skepticism. Quote, nobody is buying that narrative in this part of the world. Everyone here believes that Israel is responsible for it. The Israeli army is saying it's not, but to be honest, try and find anyone who's going to believe it in this part of the world. I wonder why that is. Could that be because you've had generations of lies teaching that Jews are the scum of the earth and they ought to be exterminated? Maybe it's that. Maybe it's because of that. Meanwhile, all these Arab nations, which care so deeply about the Palestinians in Gaza, they care so deeply about them. We are up to 21 Muslim nations that have expressed solidarity with the Palestinians in Gaza. A grand total of zero have offered any refugee assistance, any. In fact, Egypt's foreign minister came out yesterday and said, absolutely not, we're not going to take any refugees. Said there's pressure on Egypt and other countries in the region to absorb refugees from Gaza. Egypt refuses on principle. The principle is that you have to keep people in a war zone. That's the principle. That's a hell of an amazing principle that you've found there. Or maybe you don't want the Palestinian refugees in Egypt because you're afraid they're going to destabilize your regime, as they have routinely destabilized regimes ranging from Jordan to Lebanon. Again, Lebanon is a case in point of what happens when Palestinian refugees and their leadership en masse enter a country. Lebanon used to be a fully functioning Christian country. Beirut was known as the Paris of the Middle East. It is now a trash heap. That would be the reason why Egypt does not want to let in Palestinian refugees from the Gaza Strip. That's the exact reason. So instead, they're just going to keep them in a war zone and encourage them to stand directly over terror tunnels to shield the terrorists. Meanwhile, it's amazing. I love this. Nations in the Middle East are apparently urging their citizens to evacuate Lebanon. Multiple countries have alerted their citizens inside Lebanon they should immediately evacuate as Hezbollah ramps up its attacks on Israel's northern borders. Reuters has reported that Hezbollah official Hashem Safidin gave a speech to thousands of supporters on Wednesday claiming the terrorist group was thousands of times stronger than it was in the past, threatening Israel and the West. Meanwhile, tons of nations, including, by the way, Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, are urging people to leave Lebanon ASAP. Well, that's interesting. So they're willing to take in, you know, people from Lebanon in Saudi Arabia, but not from the Gaza Strip. They're fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Folks, we reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Terror group Hamas has freed two American hostages being held in the Gaza Strip, Adonahue reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Judith Ranan from the Chicago area and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie are safe and with Israeli authorities. Blinken and President Biden met a few days ago with families of some of the hostages.
No family should have to experience this torture.
Blinken says the work is far from over.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for.
Blinken says it's important to keep the vision alive, that people can live and work together in that region. He calls the alternative stark: Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran.
It's destruction, it's death, it's terrorism, it's darkness.
President Biden says work continues around the clock to free the hostages. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Republicans vote to drop Congressman Jim Jordan as their nominee for Speaker after he failed to win a majority three times this week. Interim House Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry says House committees are still at work on issues, including the Biden administration's emergency funding request for Israel and Ukraine.
Our committees are working with the administration, and the goal there for our committees is to be ready to respond legislatively once we have a duly elected Speaker of the House. And it's my goal to be talking to you at this time next Friday as chairman of the Financial Services Committee.
A Miami dentist is defending the actions that led to his firing. Dr. Ahmed Alkousa was fired from his job after video showed him tearing down flyers of Israelis that were kidnapped by terror group Hamas. Alkousa said that he was worried that the flyers would add to tensions over the war in his neighborhood. He said he would do it again. More at townhall.com.
From director Kevin Sorbo comes Miracle in East Texas. During the Great Depression, two aging con men peddling shares in worthless oil wells find more than they're looking for.
Lotharians.
He's talking about you.
A tale of hope and redemption.
A true hand-to-God miracle is what it is.
Miracle in East Texas. Starring Kevin Sorbo, John Ratzenberger, Sam Sorbo, and Louis Gossett Jr. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters October 29th and 30th only. Go to MiracleInEastTexas.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
A pediatrician's group is casting doubt on powdered mixes known as toddler milks.
A new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics says the powdered drinks marketed for older babies and toddlers as toddler milks are unregulated, unnecessary, nutritionally incomplete, and often contain high amounts of added sugar and salt. The products are packaged similarly to infant formula, but are not subject to the same federal regulations with regular inspections. The report also found that manufacturers make unproven claims that the drinks boost kids' brains or immune systems. Experts say toddlers older than age one should eat a balanced diet of solid foods and drink breast milk, fortified whole cow's milk, and water. I'm Jennifer King.
More Californians are moving to Texas than any other state, according to 2022 census data. The Lone Star State was the number one destination for people wanting to leave the West Coast. A total of more than 817,000 people moved out of California last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. Former CIA Director David Petraeus recommends the president engage in the Israel-Hamas conflict with eyes wide open about the key players involved.
Rule number one of the Middle East is know who your enemies are and know who your friends are. And it's very, Iran is absolutely in the enemy category, and you might want to talk to them nonetheless, as we've always talked to enemies, did arms control with the Soviets and everything else. But don't ever lose sight of the fact that they are our enemy. They are Israel's enemy.
Petraeus recalling that Iran played a direct role in the killing of 600 U.S. soldiers in Iraq. He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. A teenager from Washington, D.C. will remain in custody on charges stemming from this month's shooting of five people on Morgan State University campus. A Baltimore judge denied bond for the 17-year-old, saying the teenager would be in extreme danger to the community if released. Police arrested him last week on attempted murder charges. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Saturday Night Wall Show, a Christian music awards show, became a forum for men to parade around in drag. In fact, this kind of debauchery is becoming increasingly common in supposedly Christian environments, including at church. We'll talk about that. Also, Joe Biden addresses the nation about the war in Israel and tries to explain why Americans should fund two global conflicts at the same time. A college professor apologizes after saying Israelis are pigs and savages who should, quote, burn in hell. Plus, Victoria's Secret tried to rebrand and get away from attractive female models. Turns out the new marketing strategy was not a major success. Imagine that. We'll talk about all that and more today on The Matt Walsh Show. As you may or may not have heard, something called the Dove Awards were held this week here in Nashville, broadcast on TBN. The Dove Awards are an annual award show held by the Gospel Music Association designed to celebrate and recognize achievements in Christian music. Except this year, the headlines around the event had nothing to do with Christian music or Christianity in general. Instead, the attention went to a man named Derek Webb, who gained prominence in the Christian music space as the longtime lead singer of a popular Christian rock band. And then several years ago, Webb had an affair, left his wife, and then became an apostate. And he's now remarried to the lead singer of another Christian rock band while he continues to put out albums with titles like The Jesus Hypothesis, which should give you a good idea of where he stands these days. But this year, after winning several Dove Awards in the past, Webb decided to attend the ceremony, except he was going to attend it dressed in drag alongside his drag queen friend who goes by the stage name Flamey Grant. Now, you may recall we talked about Flamey Grant a few months ago when one of his Christian, quote-unquote Christian songs briefly made it to the top of the Christian song charts. Webb and Grant have made music together in the past, including a song called Boys Will Be Girls, and they put those lyrics into practice, I suppose, or tried, this week at the Dove Awards. Webb tweeted out a picture of himself dressed in his drag outfit, along with the caption, 54th Annual Dove Awards, here we come. As you can see with the picture, Flamey Grant is dressed in the customary drag queen uniform that makes him look like a character from a 90s Tim Burton film, while Webb looks like he's playing dress-up with clothes that he found in the clearance bin of the women's section at Goodwill. And they both, of course, look utterly ridiculous and aggressively hideous, as men always do when they cross-dress. After the event, Webb posted a video with the caption, "Why did I wear a dress to the Dove Awards?" Now, I can easily answer that question, and I will, but first, let's hear Webb's version. Listen.
Why did I wear a dress to the Dove Awards? As a cis, straight, white man, I walk into a room like that, and any room, with an incredible amount of advantage and privilege. If I'm attending as an ally of friends and colleagues, I should do everything possible to surrender that privilege at the door. If the way you look at my loved ones isn't the way you look at me, I'm not truly standing with them. It's like Stan Mitchell says, if you claim to be someone's ally but aren't getting hit by the stones thrown at them, you aren't standing close enough. Plus, I have amazing legs.
Now, first of all, it's hard to take him seriously when he starts the video with fake news, calling himself a straight man. If that doesn't deserve a community note on Twitter, I don't know what does. Aside from that, Webb claims that he showed up to a Christian event in drag because he wanted to be an ally. And apparently being an ally to attention whores means being an attention whore yourself. And this is what most of this is about, after all. Yes, drag is an outlet for men with cross-dressing fetishes to get their thrills and to impose those fetishes on the world and inflict them on the rest of us by forcing us to look at them. But it's also just a simple expression of narcissism. All of these people are narcissists going to absurd lengths to bring all of the attention back to themselves. And that is the primary fetish that drives these people. It's the fetish for attention. And apparently it drives their allies too. Now, there's quite a lot of this kind of allyship in modern Western Christianity. Christianity, note the air quotes around Christianity. It was just a few weeks ago that a cathedral in Dallas gave a blessing to drag queens during the church service. Watch.
Dallas's Cathedral of Hope gave a blessing to drag queens today. The church, which has a primary outreach to the LGBTQ community, hosted the event in response to Senate Bill 12, which criminalizes performers who put on sexually explicit shows in front of children. Around 40 people protested in front of the church with signs condemning LGBTQ people. Senior Pastor Neil Thomas called this a part of a growing persecution of drag queens and transgender people in the U.S.
But SB 12 has quite sincere ramifications, specifically aimed at drag community, who are using this law potentially to discriminate against and to oppress a part of our community that has been a vital part since the movement of the LGBTQ plus community. Let us say at my feet.
Now, supporters say Senate Bill 12 is needed to protect children. After the church service, local drag performers were invited onto the stage for a blessing.
Now, you notice how the anchor claims that there were signs condemning LGBTQ people, and yet somehow their own news cameras never managed to get any of those signs on film. The only sign we see is one that says, God created them male and female, which is a direct quote from the book of Genesis. So if that is a condemnation of LGBT people, it's not the sign doing the condemning. The pastor also tells us that a law criminalizing sexually explicit shows for children will have severe ramifications for the drag community, and it amounts to oppression against them, which, of course, in and of itself is a confession. Indeed, LGBT activists have told us everything we need to know by their reaction to laws around the country that simply prohibit the sexual and physical abuse of children. They tell us themselves that these laws seriously cramp their style. And that should tell you something about yourself. It's like if they passed a special law saying, I don't know, you're not allowed to burn nursing homes to the ground, which is already against the law. They passed another one. And if I were to say, well, this is outrageous. This is a personal attack on me. Well, what would that tell you about me? What does it tell us about the LGBT activists? That when you simply say you can't expose children to sexually explicit content. That's it. When you simply say that, they react like you have personally attacked them. And anyway, I believe them. I guess it is a personal attack, which is why the laws must be in place. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. And MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you can save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. It's 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
This drag and church combination has become increasingly popular. Just this week, there was another drag event at a church, also hosted as a means of protest against laws that that ban the mutilation and sexualization of children. Watch.
Portland drag queen Poison Waters hosted a brunch event at a Northeast Portland church to raise money and share an important message. The event called Blessed Are the Drag Queens happened this morning at Bridgeport United Church of Christ. It was a celebration of the art of drag as well as a fundraiser for the church's community partnerships, all in support of the LGBTQ community. Reverend Tara Wilkins says the brunch was also a form of protest against anti-trans legislation and the use of religion as an excuse for discrimination.
Religious communities today often hide their prejudice in the name of religion, and we're here to show that we support and love the LGBT community, particularly our trans and non-binary siblings.
Man, Tony Soprano has really fallen on hard times there. It, by the way, the drag queen's name is Poison Water. Did I hear that right? I didn't notice it the first time I saw it. Like, a Poison Water is the name of the... It's getting really on the nose with these drag queens. You might as well name yourself Creepy Predator. That's your drag queen name. Now, you could point out that most of these churches that are inviting cross-dressing men to parade around on the altar are Episcopal or United Church of Christ or something similar, and therefore don't really count as Christian at all. These are social clubs for left-wing boomers that happen to meet in buildings that vaguely resemble churches, which is true. And a fair point. But it's also true that Western Christianity as a whole has become increasingly infiltrated by this kind of madness and has generally failed to take a firm stance against any of this, much less effectively fight back against it. You know, recently I told you about the major victory in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which upheld the ban on child gender mutilation in Tennessee and Kentucky. And after that decision was announced, a number of prominent Christian leaders went on Twitter to celebrate the decision, which we should celebrate. But it was noted by many that most of these leaders, though they were eager to join the party celebrating the win and to tacitly take credit for it, were nowhere in sight when the battle was raging. And the battle's still raging, by the way, and they're still not out on the battlefield. In fact, transgenderism and LGBT ideology seized its stranglehold on American culture while most churches and most Christian leaders and most pastors and priests, certainly not all, but most, said nothing at all about it. You know, they may not have explicitly joined the other side and started waving the rainbow flag, though some of them did, but most of them hid from the fight, which is why, you know, of all the people who most prominently led the charge against gender ideology and are still leading it, precisely none of us are church leaders. And some people at the forefront of this fight aren't even Christian. Worse still, and I can say this from experience, while we went to war against this evil, many Christian leaders spent their time lecturing us for the way that we fought and the tone that we took and our harshness and our meanness and our supposed lack of grace and kindness. All through the years of being in this battle, being in this fight, most of the time, if I hear a prominent Christian supposed leader acknowledge my existence at all, it's going to be I don't appreciate your tone. Your tone's a little upsetting. Sitting on the sidelines, afraid to get their hands dirty, while lecturing those of us in the trenches for fighting in a way that they find personally displeasing to watch. And this is the story of Christianity in the West, at least in modern times. So the Dove Awards are kind of a perfect encapsulation of this problem. Sure, the Gospel Music Association did not, as far as I know, officially invite Derek Webb or Flamey Grant to attend, did not have them on stage to perform the heretical songs for the audience. But they also apparently didn't meet these men at the door and refuse them entry, which is what should have happened. Instead, I guess they were welcomed and they were apparently treated kindly, when in fact they should have been rebuked and turned away. Yes, that would have been the Christian response, believe it or not. The Christian response is not always to say, everyone come on in, do whatever you want. Now, the Christian response is to say, excuse me, you're not coming in the building looking like that. What do you think you're doing? No, you're not coming in dressed like that. You look ridiculous. Get out of here. They should not have been permitted to turn a Christian event into a platform for narcissism and degeneracy. To be welcoming as a Christian does not mean, or it should not mean, tolerating any and all forms of behavior and standing idly by while your own events and your own churches and your own communities are used to celebrate sin. You know, I may welcome you into my home, but that doesn't mean you can wipe your muddy shoes on my carpet and use vulgarity in front of my children. I'm welcoming you into my home, not yours, which means you have to live up to the standards I have established. Least of all will I welcome you into my home and then let you set it on fire from the inside. If I do that, then soon there will be no home left for anyone to be welcomed into. And that is exactly what has happened with the Christian church in the West. It has welcomed in the arsonists who have spent the past several decades burning it down from within, which is what happens when you make tolerance your guiding virtue. Very soon you find yourself tolerating your own destruction. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Duramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Duramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
America's original butcher.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Daily Wire has... this report, President Joe Biden addressed the nation Thursday night during an Oval Office speech following his visit to Israel, where he witnessed some of the devastation inflicted by Hamas terrorists. The 80-year-old president called on Congress to pass a massive aid package that his administration is going to try to pass to support Israel and Ukraine. How did Ukraine get mixed into this jumble? That's a question we'll get to in a second. Biden called for $14 billion in funding for Israel as it fights off attacks from Iranian-backed terrorists throughout the region. The funding will go towards sharpening Israel's military edge to replenish its Iron Dome and to send a message to Iran that the U.S. stands with Israel. However, he also called for a much larger aid package for Ukraine, an additional $60 billion in funding for their war against Russian forces who invaded their country. So we're just going to let's just fund all the wars all over the world. Why not? Biden called out the lies from the Hamas-run Palestinian Ministry of Health, who falsely claimed that Israel bombed a hospital that killed 500 people. Those claims have been thoroughly refuted by top officials and experts. Okay, so that was the basic crux of the speech. And it was hailed as a great speech by, predictably by some of the media, maybe slightly less predictably by some on Fox News. Britt Hume, for example, on Fox News said it was a great speech and said it was the best speech of Biden's presidency, which, in fairness to Britt Hume, that might be true, but the bar is so low that it doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's the best speech of Biden's presidency if you can understand what he's saying. Putting aside what he's actually saying, if you can simply understand it, if it's comprehensible, then I guess automatically it becomes the best speech of his presidency. So we'll play a few clips and see if it at least gets over that bar. Here he is tying Israel and Ukraine together as kind of a package deal. Watch.
We can't ignore the humanity of innocent Palestinians who only want to live in peace and have an opportunity. You know, the assault on Israel echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine, people that were very badly hurt since Putin launched his all-out invasion. We've not forgotten the mass graves, the bodies found bearing signs of torture, rape used as a weapon by the Russians.
This is the best speech of his president. Like, he can barely speak, but he at least is, you can understand most of the words that are coming out of his mouth. And so, yeah, it's the best speech of his presidency. Because it is speech. It's human speech, at least, and not just vague mumblings. So, and he goes on in the speech to do this, and to tie the two things together, because he's trying to use what's happening in Israel as kind of his ransom. It's his ransom, his blackmail to get funding for Ukraine. He wants more funding for Ukraine. And so he's using Israel to do it. Because otherwise there's no reason. Like, no matter how you feel about funding the war in Ukraine, or no matter how you feel about funding the war in Israel, or if you don't want to fund any of it, there's no reason why these things should be together in a package deal. They are two separate conflicts, with different ramifications for the United States. And also, Ukraine has already gotten billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to fund their war. But this is also, this is the way they see it. I mean, Biden as a globalist, this is how he sees it. It's just, it's one's, they're both conflicts overseas, and it's our job to be involved in everything all the time. And so let's put them both together. There's also a lot of moral equivalency that he drew in his speech, because he could never denounce anti-Semitism without also throwing in Islamophobia. Play clip five.
We can't stand by and stand silent when this happens. We must, without equivocation, denounce anti-Semitism. We must also, without equivocation, denounce Islamophobia. And to all you hurting, those of you hurting, I want you to know I see you. You belong. And I want to say this to you. You're all America.
It's his best speech. To all you're hurting, if you're hurting, I want to say this. He's barely awake, but it's the best speech of his presidency. He says that there's no equivocation, so he condemns anti-Semitism with no equivocation. But then actually he proceeds in the very next sentence to equivocate. Because then tying in Islamophobia, so-called quote-unquote Islamophobia, it is an equivocation. You're drawing moral equivalencies. You can't, yeah, I'm going to condemn this, but then I'm going to condemn that also. And no, we condemn all bad things altogether. Everything's the same. And you know, for people that remember going through 9/11, it was, it kind of harkens back to that. And, as soon as the towers fell, the first thing we started hearing from the media and from government officials is that, well, the most important thing now is the Islamophobia. Got to make sure we don't end up with Islamophobia. That obviously is our number one priority. So he could say he's not equivocating, but that is precisely an equivocation. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Duramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Duramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hey, what's going on in Reading, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Reading.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
By Airtime Media.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. I wanted to briefly mention this. I haven't gotten a lot of attention. Post-millennial says, NFL legend Rob Gronkowski recently spoke out against the idea of men playing in women's sports, telling Fox News that there's really no argument one could otherwise make. There's been a push over the last several years by trans activists to force women to accept men who identify as transgender in their sporting competitions. Obviously, we know that. Gronkowski said in a recent interview on the subject, there's really no thoughts to really share. It's obvious there are men's sports for men. There's women's sports for women. It should just stay like that. It's just as simple as that, man. There's really no argument. There should really be no conversation about it. How it's been is how it should be. Men play men's sports. Women play women's sports. It's as simple as that. It's really unfair if a man went into a women's sport and played it. It just doesn't make much sense to me. And obviously he's right about that. It's good that he's saying it. But I just think that this, we talked in the opening about Christian, the failure of Christian leaders across the country to speak up against the gender ideology madness. And many of them waiting until it's safest, until other people have done the work so that they can swoop in and say, oh, this is good. I'm happy about this. And even pat themselves on the back for it. And I think we see a similar thing happening in athletics with, some of these, a few professional athletes or former professional athletes now coming out and saying, yeah, this should be happening. When it's much safer. It's much safer now. Well, number one, because you're not in the league anymore. And number two, because there were actually a small number of people who are willing to make this point back when it was unpopular. And now we finally have some people jumping on the bandwagon. But just imagine, even taking the men and women's sports issue on its own. Imagine if, 5 years ago, a large percentage of professional athletes, men and women, had simply come out and said, this is wrong. We can't do this. This is crazy. Of course we can't do this. Imagine if that had happened. I mean, this issue would have been solved pretty quickly. But they were terrified to say anything, and now we're hearing from them. Okay. CNBC is one other thing. This is from CNBC. This is important. Tipping 20% at a sit-down restaurant is still the standard, according to most etiquette experts in the U.S. After holding steady for years, though, tipping at full-service restaurants fell to 19.4% in the second quarter of 2023, according to online restaurant platform Toast's most recent restaurant trends report, notching the lowest average since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's the headline, is that the tipping is falling. People are tipping less. Tip fatigue is largely to blame, the report found. During COVID, everyone was feeling generous, said Eric Plom, founder and CEO of San Francisco-based startup UpTip, which aims to facilitate cashless tipping. The problem is that it reached a new standard that we all couldn't really live with. He added, particularly when it comes to tipping prompts at a wider range of establishments, a trend also referred to as tip creep. Now, I'm reminded of, so I saw this pop up, and there's also this kind of viral post making the rounds on Twitter. This is, I don't know where this is from, some restaurant owner. I saw somewhere in New York, which sounds about right. But some restaurant owner apparently posted this message, which says, directed at her customers, which says, we expect you to tip 20% minimum. That's the end of the story, period. The number is even printed right there on the check, so you don't have to do any math. When you walk in the door, you enter into a covenant. If you feel any kind of way about this other than 100% accepting, you should stay home. Invest in your own sound system, get some nice glassware, install dimmers on your kitchen lights, put on some candles, and make your own cocktails. I won't say that you should go elsewhere because 20% is the minimum expected tip in bars and restaurants all over this city, and your feelings about the fact are irrelevant. And if you're uncomfortable with a woman having the agency to explain any of this to you, again, stay home. Go ahead and go buck wild in the comments if you feel the need. So this attitude, by the way, is part, we hear about the tip fatigue. This is part of the reason, this totally entitled attitude. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. And MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you can save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
I will tell you that this is one issue. I have been radicalized on this. I have been, my own position on tipping has radically changed. I mean, I used to be a big tipper. I used to be, and there's times in the past you could probably find things that I've written or things that I've said years ago, just passionately defending the practice of tipping. And now I find myself way on the other end of it. Where I don't want to tip anyone anymore. And I used to be 20% at a minimum. That's your baseline. And you'd have to try really hard to get less than 20%. So if you like C minus service, this is how I used to operate. C minus service is 20%. And, if you get up into B or A plus, now I'm going 30. I might tip 35, 40%. Very generous tip. Now that's not how I look at it anymore. And 20%, it's like, that's almost a maximum. Now your baseline is zero and you got to earn the tip. And, I talked to a lot of people that feel the same way about it. And it's not our fault. You pressed it way too much in the customer service industry. Everyone wants a tip now everywhere you go, even places where they're not doing anything. Like you go to a coffee shop and you ask for coffee and they just pour the coffee into the cup and hand it to you. Well, I could do that. And there are plenty other, you could just do self-service and I could do that. There's nothing about your performance of that job that I feel I need to especially reward. You're already rewarded with your paycheck. And whatever you get paid, it may not be a whole lot, but it's probably basically what that is worth. So you go everywhere. It's how ubiquitous tipping is, how prevalent it is everywhere, and the entitled attitude that people have about it. And all of that has made me go all the way to the other end. And now I'm saying you've got to earn it. So it's fine. You want to put tipping prompts everywhere now, everywhere you go, whether you're going to a restaurant or you're going to a grocery store or you're going to the dentist. And now everyone wants a tip. Fine. I can't stop that. But my approach to everybody, including the restaurants, is that you really got to earn it. Give me a reason. Like, I don't know. When I go to a convenience store and buy a couple items and then they flip the iPad around and say, do you want a tip? I always say no. I'm not sure what they could do that would inspire me to say, oh, I really, the way they rang up that bottle of water, I got to award that with a tip. So I'm not sure what they could do, but it's possible, but you got to earn it. That's the way tipping always should have been. And that's the way it is now. And if you're in the service industry and you don't like that, well, honestly, you have your own industry to blame. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
If you're young and healthy, term life insurance should be quick and painless. In fact, if you're 40 years old and in great health, $1 million of term insurance could cost less than $30 a month with no exam and could be issued the same day. But if you aren't a perfect specimen, that's where choosing the right insurance agent could save you thousands of dollars on your premium. If you are overweight or have health issues that come with getting older, you need to call Big Lou. Big Lou has the same issues as you and still knows how to get you quick and painless coverage if you have a few extra pounds, have diabetes, or stop breathing a few times per night. In fact, many 40-year-old clients can still get coverage without an exam and up to $1 million of coverage for less than $100 per month. Call Big Lou today to see how quick and painless life insurance can be at 800-353-9057. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057. That's 800-353-9057 or biglou.com.
Sponsored by Term Provider.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paver are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. If you decided one day to rank the worst business decisions in all of recorded human history, you'd have a lot of options to choose from. Maybe you'd go with Blockbuster's refusal to buy Netflix for the bargain price of $50 million, or you might point to all the publishers that passed on the first Harry Potter book. More recently, of course, there's Bud Light. There's also Target selling a satanic merchandise that sexualizes children. Whatever comes to mind when you think of massive business failures, as of today, you should know that there's yet another contender for the throne of worst business decision in history, or at least for maybe one of the runner-up positions. And it's perhaps the most foreseeable financial disaster of all time. A couple of years ago, the lingerie store Victoria's Secret opted to replace its world-famous angels, their supermodels, with obese women and profoundly unhappy lesbian feminists. They literally hired Megan Rapinoe, the purple-haired soccer player, just to give you an idea of how sexless and androgynous the marketing became. Now, to anybody with two working eyes or a basic understanding of human sexuality, it was obvious from the beginning how this strategy would turn out. It would be a complete embarrassment to everybody associated with it. It would make millions of people dramatically less likely to buy products from Victoria's Secret, because not very many people want to look like Megan Rapinoe or look at her. No offense to her, it's just the reality. But our moral superiors in the news industry didn't see it that way. 2 years ago, they were convinced that Victoria's Secret, with its bold decision to reject beauty and replace it with whatever they replaced it with, was about to bring about a sea change in human sexuality. They were going to fundamentally alter the entire concept of attractiveness in one fell swoop. So look at this footage of a local news station in Minnesota from back in 2021 covering this new initiative from Victoria's Secret. Listen to every moment of this, because honestly, it belongs in a time capsule. Watch.
Outdoor Sunrise Live with a story gaining steam online. Victoria's Secret's changing their image, trying to answer the age-old question of what women really want. And apparently it's not wings or stilettos. Yeah, the company announcing their new initiative, the Victoria's Secret Collective, which includes women famous for their various achievements and not their proportions, like soccer star and gender equality advocate Megan Rapinoe and actress Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Now the brand is looking to be more inclusive, bringing sexy back by representing real women that come in all shapes and sizes from all different backgrounds. The company is hoping these diverse leading icons and change makers are going to do just that. Now, as of late, the company has been viewed as outdated and has been accused of fostering a sexist brand image. But now the company's executive team is mostly all women. Martin Waters, who's chief executive of the brand, said, "We needed to stop being about what men want and to be about what women want." And folks, of course, sounding off, this person here writing in saying that it was never made by women for women. It was what men wanted women to be. And another writes, "The sexy underwear garbage was always about satisfying the male fantasy. It had nothing to do with women at all. So I think it's an interesting shift." And last but not least, this one here from Sharon saying, "No problem with angels, just the lack of comfort, size, diversity, and fit." So you guys, yeah, I feel like after going through a lot of the comments, a lot of people are saying it's about time they changed their image.
Yeah, I mean, the world has evolved and women know, and we've known this for a long time. We come in all shapes, sizes, colors, so I think this is a good move.
So Victoria's Secret is bringing sexy back, says one of the newsreaders, quoting the great Justin Timberlake, and then comes the anchor woman to tell us what to make of all this. The world has evolved, she says. And now in this enlightened era, we've made an astonishing discovery. And that discovery, says the anchor woman, is that women come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Imagine that. I mean, before the year 2021, nobody knew that women were individuals instead of complete carbon copies of one another. We didn't know about that. In fact, we just figured out a couple of years ago, after all this time. And therefore, the anchor woman concludes, it's a good move by Victoria's Secret to feature a bunch of women who are morbidly obese in their advertising. Now, for a moment, if you can, forget about the stupidity and the ignorance of what all these people are saying. Pretend that local news stations aren't completely brainless collections of NPCs who just read whatever script they're given. Focus instead on the sheer hubris of it. I mean, what you have here is a media outlet proudly proclaiming, without any hesitation, that all of human history got it wrong. What this anchor was saying and what Victoria's Secret was saying is that the innate sexual impulses of millions of Americans can be basically reprogrammed overnight. Their conception of aesthetics and beauty is, you know, not inherited. They can be easily changed. And all people have to do, she's saying, is accept their internalized misogyny and promise to be good allies to corporate America and unattractive women everywhere. And then, soon enough, they'll come to believe that fat lesbian women are attractive. Now, fast forward just 2 years into the future, and it goes without saying that this master plan to re-engineer all of human sexuality has failed from an empirical perspective. In 2020, the year before this campaign began, Victoria's Secret posted $7.5 billion in revenue. This year, the company is projected to hit just $6.2 billion in revenue. Their stock price is down something like 50%. That's 50 in the past year. As a result, predictably this week, CNN reported that Victoria's Secret is in panic mode, and they're reversing course. Quote, "The Victoria's Secret rebrand is over." That was a CNN's headline. CNN then quoted the company's chief executive as saying, quote, "Despite everyone's best endeavors, it's not been enough to carry the day. So this new master plan has collapsed. It's not viable. They're losing a huge amount of money, and so they're giving up." None of that's surprising. I mean, any normal human being could have predicted this outcome a long time ago. What's interesting about this whole situation is that Victoria's Secret chief executive and their friend at CNN desperately don't want to talk about the key question underlying all of this. And that key question is, why did this initiative fail exactly? You can understand at some level why Victoria's Secret wants to punt on that question. They don't want to accuse their customers of being sexist pigs who objectify women, but they also want to go into any great detail about why they thought this rebrand was a good idea in the first place. So they're just papering over the whole thing, but it's not that simple. And everybody involved in this catastrophe knows that. The truth is that, you know, Victoria's Secret did not go rogue. They didn't make some uniquely poor business decision. It was a poor business decision, but not unique. Instead, they were doing what the rest of the fashion industry and the media are doing. They were following in the footsteps of Target and Bud Light, or Calvin Klein, who started using morbidly obese underwear models a few years ago. And many other fashion companies, you know, look at runways now. And it's like, you know, you see characters that you would have seen in in sideshow freak shows in the past on runways. You may remember this billboard from Calvin Klein. This is a, you know, morbidly obese woman on the billboard. It's all social engineering. They wanted to redefine what heterosexual males find attractive. They thought they had that power because, well, they know best. And they truly believe their customers are stupid and impressionable. And they thought they could transform them into pronoun-toting lefties and do it pretty easily. A lot of major media corporations still subscribe to this God complex, by the way. Take Maxim magazine, for example. This is a publication that used to be dedicated to printing pictures of scantily clad women, so it was never really a high-quality magazine to begin with. But what are they up to lately? As the Daily Wire reports, Maxim magazine named a biological male and former Australian rules football player Danielle Laidley to its hottest 100 women list in Australia for 2023. With the trans-identifying man landing in the number 92 spot. Laidley, who played and coached in the Australian Football League, joined actress Margot Robbie on the hot list, who was named the hottest woman for the fourth time. Now, for the record, and, you know, just for your own edification, if you're wondering, here is Daniel Laidley.
You know, I was in the 1.8% of transgender people who hid it from the world. Be vulnerable. Find some people who you can trust, who you can talk to, and they'll support you. And invariably, everything will be okay.
I told my truth, which was, you know, to help Dad out and tell her story the best way that I could.
There's the son there, having to pretend to be proud. And that was ranked by Maxim to be one of the top 100 hottest women. And what was it, 92, right? So can you imagine if you were the woman who landed at 93 or 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8, 9? Like, can you imagine making it on the list below him? Now, there's no point in being cruel here. Let's just state this as objectively as we possibly can. A men's magazine that used to be dedicated to scantily clad women is now trying to convince us that a dude who looks like a middle school gym teacher is not only a chick, but a hot chick who we should find attractive. They're trying to gaslight heterosexual males into being something other than heterosexual males, just like Victoria's Secret was trying to do. It's laughable, and nobody takes it seriously. It will fail like the Victoria's Secret campaign failed. But the financial implications of all this are irrelevant in the big scheme of things. What's really interesting about these debacles is what they tell us about the dominant ideology among American leftists. Now, for one thing, they really think they're gods. They believe that millennia of human development are not important. Leftists truly believe that they have the power to alter something as fundamental as human sexuality. They think they can convince women that deep down they want to be fat and unappealing. As the chief executive of Victoria's Secret put it, quote, we needed to stop being about what men want and want to be one about what women want. But the truth is, women don't want to be gross or obese or unhealthy. They have agency, regardless of how aggressively the supposed feminists in corporate America want to deny it. And from the past 2 years and from all of human history before that, it's clear that women do value the ideal of beauty. They aspire to it just like men do. And the more people of either gender are told to rebel against those basic instincts, the more they inevitably rebel against the charlatans who are lying to them about it. For Victoria's Secret, this has been a very costly but important lesson. For everyone else on the far left, this would be what Barack Obama calls a teachable moment. They could choose to stop denying the innate differences among the sexes. They could decide to stop pretending that they can override thousands of years of human evolution. They could choose instead to embrace humility and common sense, if only for their own self-interest. Or these companies can continue on their quest to convince Americans that somehow they don't actually find beauty attractive. Victoria's Secret and Maxim and Calvin Klein and every other company that believes it can change human nature through woke scolding and sanctimonious TV news hits. They can continue to thrust obesity and other forms of ugliness in our faces and insist that we pretend they're attractive. If they go down that path, they'll continue to bleed money. No matter how much they're promoted on MSNBC and The View, they'll lose billions more dollars. Until they come to terms with reality and they renounce their perverse attempts to re-engineer human psychology and sexuality, they will suffer. They'll hemorrhage employees and money. They'll wage a losing battle against human nature itself. And they will remain indefinitely canceled. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden is celebrating the release of two Americans held hostage by terror group Hamas.
In a White House statement, the president said he is overjoyed that the American mother and her daughter have been released and are being reunited with their family. He thanked the Israeli and Qatari governments for their involvement in helping them regain their freedom. Mr. Biden said his administration continues working around the clock to free other American citizens who were taken hostage by Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressman Jim Jordan is dropped as speaker nominee by Republicans in the House. This comes after Jordan failed Friday in a third try for the speaker's gavel. Interim House Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry says the House GOP will come back Monday evening to hear from speaker candidates.
House Republicans will return on Monday at 6:30 p.m. for a candidate forum, followed by an election process on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galderi says it's really shocking to see the divide over electing a House Speaker.
The House of Representatives cannot get its own act together. I mean, it's just, you know, shameful and sad.
Sam Bankman-Fried and his allies allegedly put $50 million into dark money groups during the 2022 election cycle. Those are politically active nonprofits that do not publicly disclose names of their donors. Besides being the second largest donor to Joe Biden's campaign, the FTX founder and at least two of his former associates gave to groups supporting Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bankman-Fried is on trial for a number of fraud charges and faces life in prison. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A federal judge who previously overturned California's 3-decade-old ban on assault weapons, so-called assault weapons, did it again.
The ruling Thursday that the state's attempts to prohibit sales of semi-automatic guns violates the constitutional right to bear arms. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez concedes that powerful weapons like AR-15 rifles are commonly used by criminals. But he said the guns are more importantly also owned by people who obey the law and feel they need the firearms to protect themselves. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said his office has already filed a notice of appeal. John Scott reporting.
More Californians are moving to Texas than any other state. According to 2022 census data, the Lone Star State was the number one destination for people wanting to leave the West Coast. A total of more than 817,000 people moved out of California just last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. The European Union has demanded Meta and TikTok detail their efforts to curb illegal content during the Israel-Hamas war.
The 27-nation bloc's executive branch has formally requested that the social media companies provide information on how they're complying with pioneering new digital rules aimed at cleaning up online platforms. Meta and TikTok were asked to explain what they've done to reduce the risk of spreading and amplifying terrorist and violent content, hate speech, and disinformation. The Israel-Hamas war is putting the new digital rules to the test.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Elon Musk's social media platform X faced the EU's first formal request under the rules last week. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell for the fourth month in a row in September, held back by surging mortgage rates and a thin supply of properties on the market. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Geramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Geramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adopt one. Animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
River from Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
It turns out North Korea, weapons, Gaza, Hamas, terror group, money back to North Korea, nuclear weapons program, ballistic missiles, you know, just like Iran, where the Obama-Biden administration funneled tens of billions of dollars to the Iranian regime, to the Islamic Revolution in Tehran. I like to say Tehran, because that's it's like Kiev, you know. If you're going to say Kiev, you should say Tehran, shouldn't you? Just to be consistent. And München, from Munich in Deutschland. We live in a very silly time, a very silly time in so many different ways. But Joe Biden last night, hey, Ukraine, Israel, what's the difference? And, hey, I'm going to take another $100 billion or something, you know, maybe $100 billion, maybe more, maybe less. I'll let you know later. It doesn't really matter. But, last night he announced another $60 billion to arm Ukraine, more weapons for Ukraine. He is, I got to tell you, the military industrial complex, has a warm place in Joe Biden's heart. We should look, see how much money they've sent him, because usually, with the Biden family, the Chinese, millions of dollars, the Russians, millions of dollars, the Ukrainians, millions of dollars, the Romanians, what the hell, millions of dollars. And who is it? Kazakhstan? One of the stands. I think it's Kazakhstan. Millions of dollars. And that's all okay. The New York Times looks at that and they say, what? There's nothing to see here. This is perfectly normal. Unless it were Trump, in which case it would be not only impeachable, but imprisonable. Because we have, two different justice systems based on your political party. It's remarkable. But last night, $60 billion for Ukraine. But I thought you were going to talk about Israel. Shouldn't these be two different speeches? It's kind of what goes on Capitol Hill. Instead of having 12 appropriations bills, Washington waits to the last minute and then says, oh, no, the government's going to shut down. We're going to have to throw everything in. Everybody, throw in your kitchen sink. Throw in your grandmother's corporate funding. Throw in absolutely everything you've ever wanted to have money to buy votes with and spend stuff on. And they throw everything in at the last minute, and then we pass this big, stupid omnibus bill because you have to, because otherwise the government will shut down. It's all this artificial drama. It's called corruption is what it is. And hopefully if and when Jim Jordan is voted in as Speaker of the House, which may happen today as well, we will restore regular order in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. That is to say, we have committees and matters having to do with the area of responsibility in that committee. They will take up matters of spending in that area, and then we will go through the committee process, and the committees will vote, and then the appropriations bills will go to the full House of Representatives to be voted on, and we'll pass 12 separate appropriations bills. And we will restore regular order, which is to say our government will function as designed instead of as the train wreck it has been for so many years now, stumbling from fake crisis to fake crisis because of all these charlatans and frauds and juvenile delinquents running the House of Representatives. But setting that aside for the moment, it is, we've got a lot going on. We've got hopefully the Jim Jordan House vote is going to happen today. And hopefully, Jim Jordan will be made the Speaker of the House, and that will be that. And then they can start passing bills and things. And I'm less worried about, oh no, we've got to have a speaker. Otherwise, we can't throw billions of dollars at Israel. Really? Joe Biden just promised $100 million to Hamas, to the Palestinians. Now, most of it will go to Hamas. And the Palestinian Authority, who refused to meet with Joe Biden in Amman, Jordan, just a couple of days ago. But the $100 million, hey, you've kidnapped, how many? 11, 12, 13 Americans holding them hostage in your hellhole tunnels where they're being tortured and sexually abused. Here's $100 million for you. Hey, you guys murdered 30 Americans in Israel while you were engaging in your pogrom, your ethnic massacre. Here's $100 million because the Democrats are not on our side. Well, they're not on our side. So, he asked for $105 billion last night for war. $60 billion for Ukraine. Is anybody calling for a ceasefire there? Are Democrats marching in the streets or on college campuses? Are there angry college professors pounding the table and calling for a ceasefire in Ukraine? Or is that one just fine? Why do you want to stop Israel from going after a radical Islamic terrorist jihadi army called Hamas that just committed a genocidal massacre on children and women and the rape as a weapon of war? And it's funny, the left in the United States, you know, not ha-ha funny, peculiar, smelly funny, like, you know, like Michael Moore's aroma, and which isn't really very funny either, but you understand what I'm getting here, don't you? I think you do. And Joe Biden, $60 billion for Ukraine, but $14 billion for military and security assistance to Israel. $14 billion for Israel, $60 billion for Ukraine. Isn't that interesting? Well, Ukraine poured millions of dollars into the Biden family coffers, didn't they? Burisma, the no-show job for $1 million a year, plus, plus, plus. And really, that paid off like nobody's business. That's extraordinary. And then, hey, the Biden family became president. So how much is that? If we add another $60 billion to Ukraine, it's going to be, what, $170 billion or something for the war against Russia. And Russia doesn't seem to be bothered by the ongoing war. But $60 billion for Ukraine, $14 billion for Israel, $10 billion for humanitarian assistance. Where? Like in San Francisco and Los Angeles? $14 billion for U.S. border security, see? And $7 billion for security aid to Taiwan, because we're waiting for the commies in Beijing to make their move on Taiwan, which is going to happen under Joe Biden in all probability, because he's the weakest president that any of these other authoritarian world leaders have seen. And they know that they're, you know, this is their lucky day. The United States is over here in the corner with our pants around our ankles, sucking our thumb. And Joe Biden is the president. $7 billion. And this is, again, this is the kitchen sink approach, as, you know, the House of Representatives and the Congress have been functioning on this corrupt cycle of fake panic to fake threat of government shutdown to omnibus bill. Everybody gets what they want. We add trillions to the debt, and 60 Minutes never does a story on it. Isn't that amazing? It is. They should. They should do stories on this. It'd be helpful, I think. It'd be real good. And so here it is. And but wait, there's $14 billion in U.S. border security. Now, this is the way the poison pill that they put in, because these filthy, corrupt people, and if the press would just say it out loud, this is a kind of a micro parallel of what goes on with these omnibus bills and the fake threats of government shutdown. This is a micro example of what's going on here. Well, $60 billion more for Ukraine. Really? For what? Well, for assistance. Don't you, what are you, a Putin stooge? Because if you don't want another $60 billion for Ukraine, what's it for? Shut up, Putin stooge. Well, is it for tanks? Is it for bullets? Is it to buy yachts and mansions in Malta for Ukrainian officials, which is doubtless already ongoing? That'd be a good news story for the New York Times to do. They will not do it. So here it is. And then they say, you see, if you're a Republican and you're tired of the blank check for Ukraine, another $60 billion of our taxpayer dollars that we're just going to add to the national debt. And if you say, you know, no, I can't vote for that, then MSDNC and CNN, the Democrats, say, you voted against border security. The Republicans all voted against border security, because they're all lumped in here in this big, stupid, corrupt bill. They should have, and this is, if you have a Speaker of the House, you might be able to do this. You should have one vote having to do with $60 billion for arming Ukraine, a separate vote, perhaps more pressingly, $14 billion for Israel, and whatever this $10 billion for humanitarian assistance, what is that? I'm guessing that is likely for the terrorists. I'm guessing that's for the jihad, $10 billion. Humanitarianists, because they're the victims here. That's why they need the humanitarian assistance, because those awful Jewish people are punishing them. And it's collective punishment. That's one of the Democrat Party's talking points, right? And just amazing. So $14 billion for U.S. border security and $7 billion for Taiwan. They should all be separate votes. And what they do in Washington, because the filthy corruption is up to your eyebrows if you're standing on Capitol Hill, is they try to force everybody to vote for this giant, stupid thing instead of having separate votes. And then if you don't vote for $60 billion more for Ukraine for who knows what, then they yell and scream and pound the Lucite desk at CNN and MSDNC and say, they voted against border security. This is how the game is played, right? And if we had a legitimate news media that pointed these things out, our republic would function much more appropriately, much more properly, much more as designed. Right now, Washington is a train wreck on a bridge over a home for blind children. And this goes on time and time again. And then if you're that awful, terrible Matt Gaetz and you want to disrupt the flow of corruption, which is a year after year thing, then you become the villain of the story. And there, I'm told, and it's being reported, a number of Republicans in the House of Representatives that are voting against Jim Jordan because they're angry with Matt Gaetz. And if that makes sense, then you're a Democrat. I got to tell you, pretty amazing stuff, pretty awful stuff. So the big speech, and I'll get to the big speech with you, because Joe Biden, he spoke, and while he was reading the teleprompter, it's not clear, but he may have been reading the kind of side instructions in the teleprompter when he was going through, and he was squinting. He was doing his Lee Van Cleef squint last night, because I think there's something wrong with his eyes, just as there's something wrong with his brain. His brain, she's a broker, she's a no good. She no work, that brain of his.
Period. Period. Period.
Oh, no, I told you not to put an ellipsis in the teleprompter. Don't read the ellipsis. That's just a pause. Joe Biden last night. We got Joe Biden. I've got Greta von Thunberg for you today. She's an environmental radical and an anti-Semite. The Houthi rebels in Yemen have jumped into the fight, and our warships are now firing shots against one of the many radical Islamic terrorist armies in the region. I wonder if Joe Biden wants to fund the Houthi rebels, too. Maybe they need some humanitarian assistance as well. Black Lives Matter fundraising, and hating on the Jewish people and on Israel. We've got Moscow and Russia. We've got Hamas. We've got all kinds of wackadoodle Democrat news for you. And we are at 888-630-9625.
How dare you?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try, and say whatever's on your mind, with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/express today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/express.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Paid for
for by Christian Care Ministry.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, switching to MediShare can save you even more than usual on top of what you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, especially given how inflation is affecting us. And MediShare is the affordable, reliable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves about $500 a month. You might save even more. And MediShare is a Christian community that's been sharing each other's healthcare costs for 30 years now, and they're making it easier than ever. Apply by October 31st, and you can save an additional $150 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale covers your cravings with 50% off site-wide. That's half off tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Order at omahasteaks.com, use code GARDEN at checkout and get an extra $30 off. Endless flavor and value on incredible Omaha Steaks entrees, scrumptious sides, and decadent desserts. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code GARDEN at checkout today. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Now, there is an amusing story, a fun story, a funny story, Elon Musk providing us with a laugh today. The Washington Post typed up the story on behalf of their party, the Democrat Party. Elon Musk's ex removes the New York Times verification badge. It's a badge. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. The unexplained decision removes the only symbol distinguishing the news organization from imposters. Well, who's the real imposter here, honestly? And comes amid a flood of false information related to the Israel-Gaza war, some of which Musk has personally endorsed. Now, the Washington Post is, it's a pack of liars gather in a building. Democracy dies in darkness. If that were true, it died inside the Washington Post headquarters long ago. Someone named Drew Harwell. The social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, just in case you'd never heard that line before, has removed the gold verified badge from the New York Times account amid ongoing complaints about news organizations from ex-owner Elon Musk. Imagine that. You're supposed to just toe the line of the left, the Democrat Party line, and whatever they say. And they say Hamas tells the truth. The New York Times published the headline the other day, The Jews blew up the Baptist hospital and killed 500 people. All right, it said Israel. It said an Israeli airstrike takes out the hospital. And that was a lie, but they took Hamas's word for it because they're commies and they love killing. That's kind of the thing. So Elon Musk removed the verification badge from the New York Times following a flood of false information that the New York Times published on the Israel-Gaza war. Now, the Washington Post is attacking Elon Musk and defending the New York Times because it's all a circle fest in a hot tub at Jack Nicholson's house with underage girls and Quaaludes and champagne. I'm sorry, I slipped into a Roman Polanski story. Standing ovation for Roman.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House as a monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Reality is, right now, we have a union of Iran and Russia and China and radical Islamic terrorist groups in the Gaza and beyond, in fact, in Lebanon, and we do have at least one aircraft carrier battle group on station now, the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier with about 90 aircraft, multiple surface ships, cruisers, and frigates that have all kinds of missiles, Tomahawk land attack missiles, and probably a submarine in the mix as well. It brings all kinds of power. A second aircraft carrier battle group, the Dwight Eisenhower, is either on station now or en route. We don't have a lot of reporting on this because our news media doesn't show up to work in the morning. And we have a marine amphibious group with probably 2,000 Marines aboard three ships or possibly four ships seeming to the area too. So thousands of Marines. And let me share this with you as well, Bob. And that is that U.S. warships fired yesterday on hostile weapons systems that had been launched out of Yemen, which is one of the world's great beep holes. And let me share with you the story out of there, Bob. U.S. warship shoots down missiles fired by militant group Biden removed from terror watch list. And I would like to go back to Bob in a minute. U.S. warship shot down multiple missiles fired by Houthi militants in Yemen, a group the Biden administration removed from the terror watch list, the Pentagon said on Thursday. The crew of the USS Kearney shot down three land attack cruise missiles and several drones in the northern Red Sea that were potentially aimed at Israel by Houthi militants in Yemen, a group the Biden administration took off of the terrorism list in 2021, Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick S. Ryder said during a press conference. By the way, it's not normal for the Pentagon spokesperson to be a military officer. It's normal in the United States of America for the Pentagon spokesman. I covered the Pentagon for 10 years. My office was in the Pentagon for 10 years. Multiple administrations, a greater number of press secretaries at the Pentagon, and none of them was a military officer, but now we've got a one-star general as the press officer, the press secretary at the Pentagon. So, and I'm sure he's a nice person, Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said during a press conference on Thursday, tensions in the Middle East have been rising, you think, since Hamas terrorists infiltrated Israel, killing, kidnapping, and raping hundreds of civilians, 1,400 dead, 32 Americans dead is the body count now, 32 Americans dead in their terror attack, their savage attack, and apparently 11 to 13 Americans being held hostage. And Joe Biden is giving them $100 million for their efforts. The crew of the guided missile destroyer, the USS Kearney, operating in the northern Red Sea earlier today, shot down three land attack cruise missiles and several drones. I didn't know the Houthi rebels had such technology. I didn't know they had electricity. And several drones that were launched by Houthi forces in Yemen. Just another army of radical Islamic jihadi lunatics who are seeking to be drenched in the blood of innocents and Jews. This action, the general said, was a demonstration of the integrated air and missile defense architecture that we've built in the Middle East and that we are prepared to utilize whenever necessary to protect our partners and our interests in this important region. Now, this is the U.S. shots fired, all right? We are now firing shots in this war in the Middle East. And the Houthis are another gang of troglodytes. And they want to kill the Jews. And they don't like the infidels. And we're the infidels, too. We're the great Satan. And Israel is the baby Satan. And who do you think funds and arms the Houthi rebels? Why, it's Iran. The Islamic Revolution in Tehran, which is looking forward to that next dose of $6 billion, thanks to the Biden administration funding the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, which then goes on to fund Hamas to kill the Jews, Hezbollah to kill the Jews, the Houthi rebels in Yemen to kill the Jews. And they got tens and tens of billions of dollars, including pallets of cash delivered in the middle of the night aboard cargo planes by the Obama-Biden administration, right? And they're tens and tens of billions of dollars richer thanks to Joe Biden's energy policies, too, because the price of oil skyrocketed blow off their sanctions. And them selling oil on the world market has led to tens and tens of billions of dollars because of Joe Biden's energy policies. It's been very good news for Putin and Russia, too, the high price of a barrel of oil. And the reason is because they're not on our side. And now shots are fired. The U.S. Navy is involved. And the Houthi rebels are yet another radical Islamic terrorist group. Yemen is yet another country. The attack is presumably on Israel, obviously on Israel. They're not attacking Egypt. They're not attacking Jordan. They're attacking Israel. And the Houthi rebels, now you're going to have to bomb the snot out of them. Because, you know, you got to keep in mind also that Barack Obama bombed more countries than any president since World War II. He bombed 8 countries more than any president since World War II. Not the Bush administration, H.W. or W., not the Clinton administration, which comes in second, by the way, bombing 6 countries. But never mind that. But, Bob, you're worried about, maybe Israel attacking our ships. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Let's say that we were led to believe that Iran had attacked, our Navy, and we would respond to Navy, and then that would get us involved with a war with Iran, which is the only country over there that Israel would really like us to attack that we haven't already made war with is Iran. That's the last frontier. That way Israel has broken up the governments and the armies of the surrounding threats other than Iran. That's the one that we haven't, that's the one war for Israel that we haven't engaged in yet.
Well, let me put
the time of the liberty, they wanted us to think it was Egypt. The idea was that they would destroy the liberty and that they blame it on Egypt, and then that would drag us into the war for them. But because they didn't eliminate every last survivor, they were able to pretend like it was an accident, and we never went to war with Egypt, thankfully. But that was the goal. They had jammed the distress frequencies, which is against international law. I mean, understand you can jam the tactical frequency. Of course you would do that, but why would you jam the distress frequency?
Well, hang on. Now, I think you're living in the past in a really big way. Iran, now you recognize and you acknowledge, Bob, that Iran is funding Hamas and Hezbollah and the Islamic Jihad and the Houthi rebels, and that these actors are all genocidal anti-Semites from the river to the sea. I know we hear this a lot on college campuses in the United States from, you know, Democrats and so on. But you do acknowledge all of that, right? That Iran is backing Hamas.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. They hate Israel, and the reason that they hate us is because we support Israel.
Well, that's part of it.
Iran is no threat. Iran is no threat to us, other than the fact that we intervened in Iran. You remember the Shah and all that. But if we left it alone, Iran and most of these countries would have no problem with the United States, other than our support for Israel.
Well, and other than the fact that they're waging jihad against the infidels, because they're the Islamic revolution of Iran, and their war is with Western civilization and Christendom. And the United States of America is...
I don't know that that's true.
You don't know that? Well, then you need to pay closer attention, I think, honestly.
No, it's against Israel that came because of the intervention of the West, putting the Jewish people into Israel and giving them control over Palestine is the whole reason why they hate us in the first place.
Well, it's one of the reasons.
Government
it's one of the catalysts. Well, let me ask you this, Bob. Let me ask you this, Bob.
Democrat and Republican.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Thank you. You're very, very kind. Should we wipe out Israel from the river to the sea? Would that solve the problem?
No.
Right. That's the thing. No, it wouldn't solve the problem.
Remember when Netanyahu said that they certainly didn't need the help. They were able to protect themselves and defend themselves. We should let them do that. I mean, I know that you like to portray that this is a Democrat and Republican issue. But the Israel lobby certainly has at least as much control over the Republicans as they do over the Democrats.
Well, Bob, you're entitled to your views, and I genuinely believe that. But you sound like you're, and I am, I've said it out loud, I'm a Zionist. I believe that the state of Israel has the right to exist, that they are an ally of ours. They're the only thing that resembles a democracy in that region.
Other than blowing up our ship, they're a great ally.
Well, you keep reliving the USS Liberty, which was a great many decades.
How about they gave? Remember when they stole our technology and sold it to our enemies? They've done that too.
Our
nuclear ability.
I understand you have the shopping list of anti-Israel talking points, Bob. I understand that you're anti-Israel. That's clear. That's fine. You're entitled to be anti-Israel, but you're not entitled to talk over me constantly, Bob. Who'd you vote for, Bob?
You let me know when you like me to speak again, and I'll speak again.
All right. That's see. This is how this works. in a civilized world. You complete your sentence and your thought, and then I do the same. It's called a conversation, but talking over me the whole time with the litany of what, Bob, are really left-wing talking points, particularly at this moment. Well, you just talked over me again. These are left-wing talking points at this moment in our history, Bob. And in fact, I haven't even, you're the first one I've heard bring up the USS Liberty, which is really going back in history to find reason to take issue with Israel. But in the modern world, here in the 21st century, and what's going on right now, we meddled in our election, remember the Shah. Yeah, I do. And the world and Iran and the people of Iran would be much better off now if the Shah's family, the Pahlavi family, were still in charge in Iran. Don't you agree that that's true?
Oh, it's hard to say. I think that the Iranian people are entitled to their own leader.
Well, and when the Islamic Revolution took over with rifles and subjugated the people, they don't have elections there. They're not entitled to anything except to shut up and hang gay people from cranes while chanting Allahu Akbar and declaring the great Satan of the United States must be destroyed and the little Satan of Israel must be destroyed. And then we've got the Democrat Party, of course, funneling them tens of billions of dollars, more than $100 billion. And allowing them to spin centrifuges and enrich uranium and advance their ballistic missile program. Now, that's the Democrat Party's position on this. Iran is one of the great evil actors of our time, Bob. And they are behind, again, Hezbollah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, the Houthi rebels, and beyond. You know, they blow up the Jewish community center in Buenos Aires because they couldn't sleep at night knowing that Jews were playing ping pong in South America. You know, these are bad actors, Bob. They're the bad guys, not us and not Israel, because of the USS Liberty. What year was the USS Liberty?
Okay, it was like over 50 years ago. The reason why I would interrupt you, and I apologize for doing that, is because you go through a lot of points, and I want to address them as they come out.
I can't really spend the whole day debating the USS Liberty, which was 1967.
Forget that.
Bob, I think that I'll give you one more line here, but then I got to move on.
I appreciate the time. You're very generous with your time. The leftist talk, the right wing of Israel is the one that wants to go to war and create the refugees, and the left wing is the one who wants to take those refugees and put them into Europe and put them into America, all these displaced people. So it's not really a leftist thing. I'm not leftist.
I think that is a wild oversimplification. That you say the right wing wants to go to war. No, they don't. That's not true. You just lost your check mark on Twitter. That is false. They don't, and you're saying Netanyahu wants to go to war. Well, if he wants to go to war, the terrorists are certainly accommodating him. I've got to say, Bob, and I have run out the clock on you. Bob, just one last question. Did you vote for Trump or for Biden? Don't fib now.
Heck yeah, I voted for Trump. I voted for him, and I went to see him in person, man. I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to you. I've been listening to Rush. I'm not left-wing at all.
Well, I gotta tell you, Bob, and I'm glad you called in, and you're entitled to your point of view, but I think you're going down rabbit holes all over the place here. Iran is the bad guys, not the Jews, not Israel, not our ally, not the only democracy in the Middle East. They're not the villains of the story. The troglodytes are, and the head troglodyte in charge. And the Iranian people aren't entitled to choose their leadership. That's completely absurd. They were taken over by a religious, fanatical, militant coup in 1979 while Jimmy Carter was president. They're born of a war crime, taking over the embassy and beyond. And no, they don't have the right. They kill their own people when their people raise an eyebrow at what the regime is doing. And the good guys of the world, us, Israel, much of Western Europe, we're supposed to stand up to the bad guys, you know, because we don't want another massive world war.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure,
Getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try, and say whatever's on your mind, with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/express today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/express.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale covers your cravings with 50% off site-wide. That's half off tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Order at omahasteaks.com, use code GARDEN at checkout and get an extra $30 off. Endless flavor and value on incredible Omaha Steaks entrees, scrumptious sides, and decadent desserts. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code GARDEN at checkout today. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
lot of reaction to Bob. People think Bob is what we call a seminar caller, a staged Democrat calling in with party-issued talking points. The USS Liberty, the incident that Bob referred to from 1967. What is it? How many years ago is that? 56 years ago? Is that how many years ago it was? 56 years ago. A U.S. Navy ship was attacked by an Israeli warplane and then an Israeli torpedo boat. And 171 crew members were wounded. And there were 34 Americans killed. Israel later said they mistook the ship for an Egyptian ship. It was during the Six-Day War in 1967 when Joe Biden was not there visiting Golda Meir.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.